specials going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash and valuables, heirlooms and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving and repair service available in Reading, Roseville and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050 or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
The Money Pit is presented by Owens Corning, Deutsch Coatings, The Angie App, LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit, Bank of America, and Aero Fasteners. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We're here to help you get your home improvement projects done. So what are you working on this beautiful weekend? I love this time of the year because where we live, fall colors, they are just peaking right now. So it's absolutely beautiful. There's a Christmas in the air. I'm so motivated to take on another project every day before it gets to be, you know, cold and unpleasant all at the same time. So if that's where you're at, if you're thinking about a project you'd like to get done, reach out to us because we are here to help. A couple of ways to do that. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or you can post your questions to moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, if you enjoyed garden fresh veggies all spring and summer, now is actually the perfect time to plant cool weather crops that actually thrive in autumn's cooler weather. We're going to share what grows best straight through to the first frost.
And adding shrubbery to the front of your house can be a great way to add curb appeal, and now is the right time to do this project because the cooler fall weather offers plenty of time for those roots to grow deep before the next summer's heat sets in. We're going to walk you through the simple DIY project in today's smart spending tip.
And whether you live in a climate that's warm or cold, insulation is the key to keeping your home comfortable. But most homes simply don't have enough. We're going to share a new product that allows you to get the insulation job done fast and safe and without any special tools just ahead.
But first, let us help you create your best home ever. Fall is the perfect season to tackle projects, so let us help you get those done right the first time. Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEYPIT.
Plus, we've got tools to give away. We've got America's best-selling staple gun, the Arrow T50, plus a supply of staples going out to one listener drawn at random. So don't wait. Give us a call now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. We'll toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat and might be sending that cool staple gun out to you. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Tommy in Nebraska, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
My question concerns my dryer. I moved into a house that had the washer and dryer already here in my laundry room. And when I was cleaning back behind the dryer, the dryer hose is the aluminum type, and it's attached with tape, obviously not done correctly. And what I want to know is, what would you recommend? Is there a better dryer vent hose or a tube of some kind? It's a fairly short distance from the wall to the dryer.
If it's the flexible aluminum hose, then that I would probably go ahead and put that back in. If it's vinyl, I would not, but you're sure it's aluminum, right?
It is. It's like shiny aluminum foil.
Yeah.
And that's the one that you want there, because that's heat resistant.
Oh, you do. Okay, yeah. Rather than the white vinyl, it's better than the white vinyl.
Right, because the white vinyl could overheat and potentially cause a fire hazard. So the aluminum one is great because it won't hold on to all of that heat. Now, the question is, where does your dryer hose vent to? Does it go to the outside? Has it been cleaned in a while? You know, these are all maintenance things that you need to be doing for your dryer.
Right, Leslie. And that's what I wanted to do because I am so afraid of fire hazards.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, so I need to detach it, and it is vented to an outside vent.
So what you should do is get a dryer vent cleaning brush. There is one that's available online called the Gardus Lint Eater. Leslie and I both have one of these brushes. They're really cool. They're like brushes on the end of fiberglass rods, and you stick them into a drill and just spin them into the vent.
Oh, my goodness.
And go back and forth and pull them out. And you'd be amazed how much dust comes out of those things. So that's one. I'm sure you could probably find it at a home center and a hardware store as well. But a dryer duct cleaning brush is what you really need for that.
Okay. And then when I reattach that hose to the vent and then to the dryer, obviously I don't want to use tape, which is what they've used.
There's a big bracket that is sort of like a clamp that fits around that, and it goes over the hose, and the hose goes over the vent, and then it all sort of screws together. And I'm sure you could also find those at a home center or a hardware store. No, you should definitely not tape it together.
I will do that. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we're heading on over to Mike in North Carolina, who's got a driveway question. Drive it on over. What can we do for you, bud?
I had put in a new plant, or got ready to put a new plant in front of the house, and I took the old one out. There was a crack in the foundation, and also a pretty good-sized void underneath the driveway. And I've had three different companies out to take a look at it, and after all that, I don't quite know what to do.
Okay, so this crack is in your foundation. It's on your basement wall. Where are you seeing it? Or on the outside wall? Describe it.
It's on the outside wall in the corner of the garage.
All right, and you've got a driveway near there where the driveway sunk it in a bit. It sounds to me like you've got a water problem where water is collecting in that area. May have undermined some of the soil. Small cracks, is it vertical cracks? Small vertical cracks is what it is?
Vertical crack, yes.
Yeah, it's a very minor, very almost commonplace kind of a crack, so I wouldn't get too terribly worked up about it. You'd be surprised how many cracks foundations have. We see them all the time. So I wouldn't panic about it, but if you've got an area that's sunken in where the driveway is, what you are going to have to do is cut that driveway out, fill that area in, tamp it down, pack it properly, and have the driveway restored in that particular area.
The driveway hasn't sunk yet. It's just where it always has been.
Well, when you said before that there was an area that was sunken in, you did not mean the driveway. What's sunken in?
No. There's a void underneath the driveway. You can see that where the driveway pad comes up to the garage. When I took this plant out, you can see a void underneath the driveway.
Okay, so the void's under the apron is what you're saying.
Correct.
It's under,
yes.
It's okay. All right, same advice. You've got to fill the void in, or the driveway will drop into that spot, okay? And water will continue to collect there, and it'll wash out what's left of the footing around there, the soil under the footing. Then you get more shifting. So you've got to restore that soil. Not unusual, because a lot of times you get organic matter that gets in there. It could be, you know, I don't know, wood. It could be paper. It could be anything that was accumulating there from when the foundation was dug. And then it rots away, and the voids form, and the water gets in there, and it's kind of a vicious cycle. So you need to get that repacked with soil properly and then regrade it to slope away and then restore the driveway. So I don't think you have a big problem there. I think you have a sort of a medium-sized maintenance problem, but you should do it because it can get worse if you ignore it.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com. Coming up, are you ready for an easy weekend project that can spruce up your curb appeal? Well, now's the perfect time to plant shrubs. We're going to explain why in today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Reward Credit Card next.
Hey, if you enjoyed growing fresh veggies all spring and summer, fall is actually the perfect time to plant cool weather crops. There are some crops that actually thrive in this weather. We're going to share what grows best straight through to the first frost when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-sitting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-sitting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier.
That's for sure. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. It's easy to browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects.
Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, and if you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, we've partnered with LL Flooring to launch a brand new podcast designed to provide tips, ideas, and resources to help improve your business. It's called the Profiles Podcast. It's presented by LL Flooring, and it's all about pros teaching pros. We share strategies and share solutions that are going to save time, increase profit, and improve your customer satisfaction. You can listen and follow the Profiles Podcast at llflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods. Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. It's the perfect alternative to construction adhesives. Instant grab, easy to use, and clean for a fast but durable result. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, we know owning a home is a combination of love and pride and heart-stopping fear. It's true. It gets a little worse, though, when it's time to take on a repair or an improvement or anything kind of daunting. So we're here to help you de-stress over those projects and help you get them done.
Hey, we've got a handy tool to give away today to one listener. It's the Arrow T50 Heavy Duty Staple Gun and a supply of T50 staples. This is America's best-selling staple gun. It's jam-resistant, features an all-chrome steel housing, and it's going out to one listener drawn at random. So make that you. Call us now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post them to moneypit.com.
All right, now we've got Deb in Missouri on the line who needs help with a flooring question. How can we help you?
Yes. Well, we replaced our flooring, but we destroyed most of the molding trying to get it off along the mop board. And we're wondering what's the best way to put new on, what would be the best to use. The walls are all plaster. It looked like the nails had been set before the plaster was dried because we had to cut them off.
And so how high up the walls did the molding go? Because usually with plaster walls, the molding is a lot taller than a standard 3.5-inch base molding.
It's 3.5 inches.
It is 3.5 inches?
Yes, but we could go a wee bit higher and still look nice.
Right. Okay. Do you want the molding to be painted or natural?
Well, I don't think we'll ever match the doors. It's all wood, and I don't think we've ever matched that.
Okay. So do you want the molding to be painted then?
Yes. We'll probably go painted, yes, but adhering it to the walls, it's going to be a real pain because of that plaster.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, you're going to do it with a combination of trim screws and liquid nails. So you're not going to nail it, okay? What you're going to do is probably the least expensive thing to buy is something called finger joint colonial baseboard molding. It's a very straightforward molding with a little bit of a fluted edge on top. It looks nice, looks finished. Is it does the thickness matter? Does it have to be a certain thickness to cover a gap between the wall and the floor?
At least a quarter inch, yes.
Quarter inch? Okay, so all you're going to need is the molding then. Because you could put the molding and then shoe molding over that, which would extend it out to almost an inch. But no, you're going to buy finger joint baseboard molding. Finger joint means it's ready for paint. Now, before you apply it to the walls, I would prime it. So it's a lot easier to paint this molding. In fact, I would prime it and I'd put one finished coat of paint on it. Because it's a lot easier to paint it when it's up on some sawhorses than when it's attached to your house. And then when it comes to installation, you're going to, and you know what, you might want to get a carpenter that knows how to do this, because frankly, it's just a lot easier if you know how to make a corner joint, which is called a coped joint. You do it with a coping saw. But the way you attach it is with, after it's all cut to fit, you apply some liquid nails to the back of the molding. And then you put in only as many trim screws. And trim screws are kind of like drywall screws, except they have a really tiny head, like a finish nail. But you only put enough of those in to hold it while it's drying. So you're not going to have nearly as many trim screws as you will nails. And it'll be really solid. And the last thing you do is fill those holes and you put one finished coat of paint on when, and then you're completely done. So by putting the paint on ahead of time, you're halfway there. All you can do is touch it up, fill the holes, one more coat of paint, you're good to go. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you so very much.
Deb, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Hey, would you guys like to plant a fall garden and extend the supply of fresh garden veggies into the cooler weather? Well, you can by selecting cool weather crops. It turns out that fall is actually an easier time of year to garden, too, because it's nice and cool, and insect populations are reduced. And also, some of the fall crops actually sweeten when they get nipped by that first frost.
Now, according to the experts at Bonnie Plants, many cool weather veggies and herbs are perfect for fall planting. Now, you can grow weeks worth of cabbage for slaws, healthy kale, crunchy cauliflower, and even broccoli, which my kids love. Now, other fall favorites include Brussels sprouts, which are super delicious. You can roast them with slices of garlic and olive oil and maybe drizzle a touch of balsamic vinegar, or any of the versatile salad greens. Think of like lettuce and spinach or herbs like cilantro. Some of those tend to wilt and suffer in the sweltering summer sun, so this cool, crisp weather is actually perfect for them.
Yeah, and we love this because we had issues with bugs in our garden, which was wonderful. We had over 400 tomatoes, by the way.
That's crazy, Tom.
I know, right? But we did have insect issues, so I love the fact that they're now sort of dying off so that we can grow some of these cooler crops. For more ideas, you can check out our post on fall garden tips on MoneyPit.com.
Carl in South Carolina is dealing with some tricky doors. Tell us what's going on.
I put the tile floors in my laundry room, and I took the door down, and when I put it back, it won't stay open. It'll swing back to close, and the one in my bedroom does the same thing. We'll have to prop them open with something.
So they used to stay open before, and now they just want to stay closed all the time?
Right, uh-huh.
So there's two ways to fix that, Carl. One way is to rip out the door and rehang it properly, shim it, because it's out of level somehow, and that's a pretty big job. And the other way to do it is to pull the hinge pins out, put them on a hard concrete surface, and give them a sharp rap so you bend them slightly.
Okay.
Then tap them back into the hinges,
and
you will have added some friction to that connection.
Right.
Do you follow me?
Yes.
Put a slight bend on the hinge pin. A little trick of the trade that will give you a little more tension on that door. Just, take one out and give it a wrap so it has a little bit of a slight bend to it. You might not even see it, but just a slight bend. Tap it back in, try the door, see how it works. If it kind of stays where you want, that's fine. If not, maybe do the top one, then do the bottom one. Give that another wrap. You're going to keep adding a little pressure to it by doing that until you get it just right. Okay?
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
All right, now we're going over to Michigan, where Linda's on the line and wants to add on to a farmhouse. How can we help you with that?
Well, I have about a 100-year-old farmhouse, and the only bathroom is upstairs. It's a two-story farmhouse, and I want to age in place. So I want to add another bathroom downstairs, and also I inherited a doll collection from my mother, and it's stored in all the storage and all the rooms, so I kind of want to bring it into one room and add another room for that and hobbies. people have been suggesting that I just, oh, just add a, break up one of the rooms in the house and just put a bathroom in any old place. But the rooms are really well proportioned. There's good cross ventilation. I don't want to have a mess. I want to have some style to the additions. So people have suggested that I go to either an architect or drafter or interior designer. I don't know. I'm not sure what that process involves and how many I should go to or.
Well, I think that you hit the nail on the head, and that is to hire an architect, because essentially you want to make sure that whatever you do to this house flows and maintains its structural integrity as well as its design integrity. So an architect can help you do just that. Selecting where to put that bathroom will be, you know, a balance of compromises, trying to decide where it fits best in the design, where the plumbing is now, what it would take to get the plumbing where it needs to be to this particular bathroom, and then how best to design those rooms for your collections and that sort of thing. The architect can handle with the structure and the mechanical systems. Once that's done, then you can consider bringing in an interior designer to help lay it out, choose colors, choose furniture, and make it work for you visually.
Well, and I think the other good thing about bringing in the architect is they may have an interior designer that they work with. You can bring in your own. They'll be able to sort of work together to help you specify the right materials for the right areas, so it really is a strong partnership.
I see. Now, do I talk or consult with two architects and get their ideas, or do I just go with one and get the designs?
What I would do is I would bring in one or two or maybe three architects to see the property, tell them what you want to accomplish, find out how they work. You get a feel for them. Yeah, they get a feel for you, and then you make a decision based on that.
I think you meet with somebody, you meet with two or three architects, as Tom suggested. Just get a feel for them, because you're going to know if you want to work with them. You're going to know how well you communicate back and forth. You'll sort of spitball ideas, you know, there during that meeting and get a really good sense of how much they're understanding you. And whoever you feel the most comfortable with, I think, is what's going to lead you to the right decision. And then you'll start drawings.
Okay. I did get a card from someone. His card says he's a drafting and consultant.
You don't want a drafter, okay? You want an architect. You just want an architect, a good quality architect. So focus on that first. You could take, usually they'll have books that show some of their past projects. You can see what kind of work they do. You know, it's going to be, you'll figure out through a process of elimination which one you're most comfortable with, and that's the person that's going to get the job. But they're well worth the investment, because they're going to make this process easy, and you're going to be assured that it comes out exactly as you plan. You know, if you go right to the contractor step, they're just going to squeeze this bathroom in wherever they think it fits, and it's just, you're not going to be happy with it. So get the architect. They're well worth their investment.
Okay, great.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com. Coming up, are you ready for an easy weekend project that can spruce up your curb appeal? Well, now's the perfect time to plant shrubs. We're going to explain why when the Money Pit returns. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Black Bear Diner is really spicing things up for the fall. Their classic homemade chili is backed by popular demand. Grab a cup, bowl, or have it in their new chili cheeseburger. They've also added French Red Hot Buffalo wing sauce to your choice of condiments. Spice it up at Black Bear Diner. Stop by 2605 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading or learn more at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Working remotely and wanting to level up by maximizing your working experience? Stop by Drop-In Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East. Rachel left a 5-star review for Drop-In. Love this place. I moved to Reading recently from the Bay Area and work remotely full-time. Started going nuts at home, and luckily, this place is a great location and meets my needs beyond my expectations. They also left a 5-star review. Very productive place. It took me a few hours at Drop-In to finish a few days' work at home. Internet is super fast. Drop-In Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East in Reading.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Chinese men began arriving in Shasta County during the Gold Rush in the early 1850s, resulting in the establishment of Chinatowns in the outskirts of almost every town. Chinese were very devout in their religious beliefs. Incense was continuously burned in each house. When a house was entered, prostrations and chanting were made on the floor. A Joss House was located at the Shasta Chinatown, but was considered plain compared to the Joss House at Weaverville. A favorite Chinese rheumatism cure was sold in Chinese stores. It consisted of placing a live rattlesnake in a gallon of meat and malt whiskey for several days. When a patient drank a full shot glass, pain supposedly ceased and comfort soon followed. Want more, Dottie? Go to the Shasta County Historical Society. KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
That was cool, too, because they were driving 22-year-old vehicles, but a really fun group to talk to. You guys will love this podcast. The Profiles podcast, you can listen and follow at lflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods.
Well, adding shrubbery to the front of your house can be a great way to add curb appeal, and now is the right time to do this project. And here's why. The cooler fall weather is actually giving you plenty of time for those roots to grow deep before the next summer's heat is going to set in. We've got some tips on how to get that project done in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Now, first off, planting a shrub is easy, definitely something that most DIYers can handle without a pro. You want to choose your shrub carefully, though. Very important. Your best bet is to always choose plants that are native to your area. And also consider the local wildlife. If you live in an area where deer are prevalent, like me, you want to make sure that you select plants that they don't like to eat. Otherwise, your plants will disappear as quickly as you plant them.
I mean, it's amazing. They look like little lollipops because they can only eat what they can reach.
Well, they leave the stubs behind. <you know.
laughs> All right, guys, you also need to select those shrubs based on an overall height and width of that shrub once it's mature. Because, you know, you get a sense of it when it's small, but don't forget it's going to get quite large. And you've got to space them accordingly. Now, you don't want to choose something for a foundation planting that might quickly overtake your windows and then block your views. Some popular shrubs that work well for added curb appeal are things like boxwoods, azaleas, rhododendrons, forsythia. Not only are they going to be just great coverage, but they give you some much-needed color. And hydrangeas, I love them so much. So many great colors. They really do look beautiful in the front of a house.
Now, once you have your shrub, it's time to dig. You want to create a hole that's about 2.5 times wider than the root ball of the shrub. So when you do that, dig out your topsoil first and set it aside, because you're going to want to put it back after the shrub is in. Now, if you reach kind of that gravelly, stony kind of layer of dirt, dig that out too and get rid of it. It's hard for shrubs to grow when the dirt is really compacted like that, and certainly it's not going to grow through gravel. So get rid of that, set it aside. And you want to aim to make the hole about 2 or 3 inches shorter in terms of height than the root ball. And this way, the top of the root ball will be slightly exposed. That's exactly where you want it. And once you place the shrub in the hole, spin it. Spin it around. Stand back. Look at it. Find the best side to face the street. And then make sure you slice any burlap or rope or wire mesh that surrounds the root ball so it's free to grow. Then just mix fertilizer into that topsoil that, remember, you pulled out and set aside, and then replace that mix, and you're almost done. One more thing to do, and that is watering.
Yeah, and with the new shrubs, you're going to water that root ball for about 30 minutes once a day for a week. Now, you can also use a soaker hose. If you place that around the base of the tree and water for 2 hours, you can do that once a week. By next spring, you're going to have beautiful, well-adjusted new shrubbery, and your house is going to look amazing, so enjoy.
And that's today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Sylvia in Ohio is on the line and clearly spilled some glue somewhere. What's going on?
No, I didn't spill glue. We have our carpet in our kitchen is glued down like 20 years ago.
Did you say carpeting in your kitchen?
Yes, they use glue to put the carpet down. My question is, how do we get it off the floor without tearing the whole floor out.
What kind of flooring was it glued over? Is it hardwood?
No, just
plywood.
Yes,
Some sort of a subfloor. So really, you don't have to get it completely off. You just have to kind of get it smooth, so you can put whatever kind of flooring down you want to do over that. What kind of flooring do you want to end up with, Sylvia?
We want to put hardwood over it or on it.
So what you should do is get a citrus adhesive remover. There's a number of different citrus-based adhesive removers. They're not as caustic as some of the other adhesive removers. And what it will do is soften that adhesive. And your goal here is just to get any of the sort of the thicker, chunkier areas removed, so that what you could do is put down another layer of plywood, an underlayment of plywood, say like a quarter-inch Luan or something like that. Then on top of that, you can install your hardwood floor. There's lots of options with the hardwood floor. You can use engineered hardwood, which is thinner but very, very beautiful, and it's more dimensionally stable, and it would be probably a better choice for a kitchen, because if you put regular hardwood down and you ever had a big leak, spilled a pot of anything, it will swell up and become damaged. But if you use engineered, it's much more stable and resistant to any type of swelling when it gets damp or wet.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. We're here to help with your home improvement and decor questions at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next project. Get started at Angie.com. Coming up, fall is the time to check how much insulation your home has, because most homes don't have enough. But if there is a project that you're considering, you might be wondering if there are any special tools or equipment you might need to get it done. We're going to share tips on that project next.
Live in a money pit.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's ANGI.com. Leslie, do you have that box I gave you?
The one you said not to open? Yeah, it's right here.
Okay, close your eyes and open it.
Is this a trick?
It's not alive, I promise. What do you feel?
Well, it's soft and smooth, but it's springy and fluffy, kind of like a big cotton square or maybe the stuff that's inside a comforter.
It's actually the new fiberglass insulation from Owens Corning.
You're kidding.
Open your eyes.
But this is really soft.
It's called Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation. Owens Corning has new fiber technology that makes the bats incredibly soft and smooth, but also stiffer, so the bats slide right into the cavity and don't slump or fall out. Okay, now pull it apart.
I mean, it's got delicate, even layers, kind of like a biscuit.
Yup, so it's easy to split and tuck behind pipes or wires.
I still can't believe it's fiberglass. Now, you said it's called Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation?
Yup, check it out at pinknextgen.com. That's pinknextgen.com.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings' decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. It's the perfect alternative to construction adhesives. Instant grab, easy to use, and clean for a fast but durable result. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And we want to help you create your best home ever. From bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor, we're your coach, your counselor, your cheerleader for all of those projects, big and small.
Listen when you want when you follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Remember, give us a call, ask us your questions. You're going to get the answer to the project that you're working on, but we've got a handy tool to give away to one listener this hour. We've got up for grabs the Arrow T50 heavy-duty staple gun and a supply of T50 staples. I mean, this Arrow T50 staple gun is America's best-selling staple gun. They're made in the USA. They're great for repairs, for upholstery, installing insulation, decorating, tacking up trim. You name it, you can really tackle pretty much any project with a staple gun. And the Arrow T50 is the best one out there.
That Arrow T50 is going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Call us now at 1-888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974.
Nelson in Delaware, you've got the Money Pit. What's going on?
Well, I have asphalt paving, actually about 2,200 square feet of it.
Wow, okay.
And, I just had it put in 6 weeks ago.
Okay.
And my question is, seal coating, do I use a water base or an oil base?
If it's only 6 weeks old, it sounds like it's a little early for you to be seal coating it. It might be that you want to go ahead and just let this go until next year and give it a seal coating either in the spring or the fall then. And at that point, I think the formulations on these have evolved to the point where you can do a really nice job with the latex-based product. And what you want to do is, you know, pick up the seal coat, pick up the tools to apply it with at the home center, and then start in one corner and work your way across. But since it's so new, I would let it bake in the sun a little bit. You're going to have a lot of solvents in that material that's going to bake out for a while. So I think it's kind of early for you to seal it. I think you should just hold off perhaps for about a year and then seal it before maybe we go into the next winter. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. That's good.
All right, good luck with that project, Nelson. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, whether you live in a climate that's warm or cold, insulation is the key to keeping your home comfortable, but most homes just don't have enough. If this is a project you're considering, you may be wondering if there are any special tools or equipment that you need to get it done. Well, with fiberglass insulation, you don't need highly specialized equipment or tools like some other insulation methods require. For most jobs, all you need are everyday tools, maybe a utility knife, some basic safety equipment like the gloves and eye protection that you would wear for really any home project.
Yeah, now in most cases, you're going to be adding additional insulation to that which you've already got. And this job is made even easier with Owens Corning's new pink next-gen fiberglass insulation. It's made with advanced fiber technology, so it springs back into shape instantly out of the bag. In fact, it's kind of fun to watch because you open a package. I mean, it's a little like watching biscuit dough popping out of those cardboard tubes. It's fun and surprising, and it amazingly takes shape right before your eyes. Now, the bats, they're designed to fit perfectly, so it's going to fill the cavity completely, and they're also stiff, so you can actually slide them into the cavity, and then they stay there. Plus, they're incredibly easy to cut and split, so you can insulate around boxes and wires with much less dust and less mess.
To learn more about the new Pink Next-Gen Fiberglass Insulation, go to pinknextgen.com. That's pinknextgen.com.
Audrey in South Dakota, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
All right. I was listening to your show last weekend, and I heard you talking about some
kind of like contact paper, but you put it on your, like, your kitchen wall, and you can put tile on it for a backsplash.
Yeah, it's a product called Bondera Tile Mat Set. Kind of a long name, but basically it's a two-sided adhesive sticky material that if you want to do a backsplash or, for that matter, a countertop, you pull off the backing on one side of it, press it against the wall, in your case for the backsplash. Then you can stick the tiles right to the other side of it, pull off the backing on the other side, and you stick the tiles right on. And then you can pretty much grout immediately thereafter, so you don't have to wait for glue to dry or even mix up glue or get a tile glue that can kind of get all over the place. It's all on the mat. So you cut it to fit, put it on the wall, pull off the back, and then go ahead and glue the tile right to it. I would caution you, though, that I would not recommend you put this right on drywall, because it's going to be a permanent. You're never going to get it off. And if you ever want to replace it, you have to cut the wall out, because it'll just pull the paper right off. And what you could do is just put a thin sheet of Luan plywood on the wall first and then put the tile right on that.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you working on this weekend? Let us give you a hand on this lovely fall weekend to tackle whatever project you've got on your to-do list. The Money Pit is presented by Angie. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects. You're going to get upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today. Up next, one of our listeners caught a contractor taking a big shortcut. We're going to explain what she needs to do next after this.
Live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash, countertop, or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home.
Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on? Painting this weekend? Fixing a floor squeak? Maybe thinking about, you know what's happening a lot right now is kitchens. People are planning for kitchen rentals, want to get them done before the holidays arrive. Whatever you're working on, reach out to us if we can help at moneypit.com.
Marilee wrote into the Money Pit, and she says, I hired a fence contractor who set posts for a 6-foot-high aluminum fence by only pouring in a bag of dry cement. No water, no mixing, no gravel, only the bag of cement, and then filling the hole with dirt. He assures me that this is the best method, but after 48 hours with just a finger, you can move those posts back and forth. I fear this fence is going to collapse with the first heavy rain. What do you think? That doesn't seem right.
No, I think you're absolutely right, Marilee. The approach that this guy's using, though, it's unfortunate because it will work, but he's using the wrong product. You can't just pour cement. I mean, what you want to have here is concrete, which is made up of cement and sand and lime. But what I would do is I would purchase fast-setting concrete. Now, Quikrete makes fast-setting concrete in the red bag. You've probably heard us talk about this on the show before. It's the only fast-setting product that we use, and I have done this exact job with the fast-setting concrete. So in this case, you would dig the hole, you'd set the post, you'd pour in the dry fast-setting concrete, and then, and this is what he did not do, you would water the hole. Essentially, you can just stick a hose in that hole and fill it up with water till the concrete's nice and wet. Sometimes I support the posts to make sure they stay, you know, perfectly level for the next hour or two, but it'll basically dry rock solid, like, right away. The problem is that he used a product that's not designed for this. Just cement is not going to do it. You got to use the actual concrete mix, which contains the gravel. And the fast-setting concrete is the best way to do that. So it definitely is a problem. He's going to have to dig out around those posts now, get as much of that old cement out as possible, and then use the fast-setting concrete. And remember, water the hole. In a couple of hours, that stuff sets, and you're good to go, and it will not blow over.
All right, good catch, Marilee. Next up, we've got a post here from William. Now, he says, I purchased an older house. One of the owners sheetrocked it, but didn't take off the old walls, so the outlets are receding. What do I do to bring the outlets flush so that I can use the plugs correctly? I mean, why would you want to use the plugs correctly?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little dangerous, too, because you're kind of like reaching deep into the wall to plug stuff in, right? So what has to happen here is you need to turn off the power. You need to make sure there's enough wire, like extra wire with that outlet to sort of gently pull it out of the wall. And then there's like an extender, like it's kind of like a bracket that goes, it's about a 3/4 inch or an inch deep, and it goes all the way around that hole. And they have longer screws and actually spacers, so you're kind of like packing out that box. Like if you can imagine extending the box by the half inch or so, that's kind of what these do. And then the outlet will be positioned flush with the front of the inside wall, and that's exactly the way it should be done. So there was a shortcut here. Maybe the old owner just didn't know, you know, how to do this, but there's a product actually designed for extending outlets, and that's what you have to do at this point, William.
All right, William, I hope that helps and you don't miss reaching into the wall to plug things in. I mean, I know. You're going to get used to it, I promise.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, and we are so glad you are. We hope that you're enjoying the beautiful, slightly cooler fall weather we're having right now. We hope it's full color with all the leaves in your part of the world. But whether you live in Hawaii or Florida or anywhere in between, we're here to help you with projects big and small. Now, those of you in those beautiful warm climates, feel free to call us and brag a little bit about that weather, because we are, though, enjoying the fall, which is a time when so many of us love to get outside and do those projects big and small. That's all the time we have this hour. The show does continue, though, online. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a body pit.
Yeah.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. Venezuela's government says it'll halt negotiations with opponents in retaliation for the extradition to the U.S. of a close ally of President Nicolas Maduro, wanted on criminal charges. Alex Saab was put on a U.S.-bound plane in Cape Verde after failing to prevent his extradition to the United States to face money laundering charges. Authorities in Texas say three constable deputies were shot in an ambush outside of a nightclub in Houston. One is dead and two others wounded. Houston Police Executive Assistant Chief James Jones says the three constables were working an extra security job at the nightclub when they went outside to respond to what seemed like a robbery.
We believe they were ambushed and shot from behind with a suspect with a rifle.
No arrest has been announced. A person of interest was taken into custody at the scene. The U.S. Defense Department says it is committed to offering condolence payments to relatives of the 10 people who were killed in an errant U.S. drone strike in Kabul, Afghanistan in August. As traffic fatalities spike during the pandemic, the federal agency in charge of auto safety is struggling with a growing backlog of safety rules ordered by Congress that are years overdue.
An Associated Press review of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's rulemaking activities under the last three presidents found at least 13 safety rules passed due for implementation. That includes a rear seatbelt reminder requirement that was supposed to have been implemented by 2015. The agency has lacked a permanent leader for 4 years now, and auto safety groups say President Biden should act on a nomination. They fear the agency's mission of saving lives and costs from traffic injuries is getting lost. Bob Agner reporting.
Russia's daily death toll from COVID-19 has exceeded 1,000 for the first time as the country faces a sustained wave of rising infections. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
NASA is set to launch a series of spacecraft to visit and even bash some of the solar system's most enticing space rocks.
A robotic spacecraft named Lucy is up first.
Lucy will set the record for the furthest solar-powered mission, traveling 5 times further from the sun than the Earth.
Systems engineer Jessica Lounsbury says it will go on a 12-year cruise to swarms of asteroids out near Jupiter. Kathy Oaken with the Southwestern Research Institute says there are a lot of missions for Lucy.
One of them is to map the craters across our surfaces, the surface of the Trojan asteroids. We're going to look for craters smaller than a football field, about 70 yards across.
I'm Ed Donahue.
An 11th-hour deal has been reached in a strike that would have shut down film and television productions across the United States has been averted. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken and two of his Middle Eastern counterparts this week discussed potential alternatives for addressing Iran's nuclear program should diplomacy fail. This as Tehran expands uranium enrichment and delays the resumption of negotiations aimed at reviving the 2015 nuclear deal. Former Israeli Cabinet Minister Michael Oren tells the Salem Radio Network Iran may pass on their weapons technology to other rogue agencies.
Iran can have threshold capacity. Maybe it doesn't break out, but it could pass on nuclear technologies to its proxies, to Hezbollah, to Hamas. They could develop, for all we know, tactical nuclear weapons.
Chinese astronauts began Saturday their six-month mission on China's first permanent space station after successfully docking aboard their spacecraft. The astronauts, two men and a woman, were seen floating around the module before speaking via a live stream video. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Fall sometimes brings us smoke and ash. This is one of those years, and the health of you and your car is very important. At Premier Oil Change, our 30-point certified service will not only check the fluids in your vehicle, but will make sure to reach the areas that ash, soot, and smoke can tax, like your engine's air filter. We also check your in-cabin air filter to help the quality of air that your family breathes. This is all part of our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Services require no appointment. Wait in the comfort of your own car with free Wi-Fi and beverage. Don't forget about Premier Oil Change Rewards Program. You earn points for every dollar you spend. Add to that, free fluid top-ups. Now that's service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The Money Pit is presented by Owens Corning, Deutsch Coatings, the Angie app, LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit, Bank of America, and Aero Fasteners. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
I'm Leslie Segretti.
Happy fall, everybody. Hope you're enjoying the beautiful weather, the brisk days. It's perfect to work inside the house, to work outside the house. So whatever project you are doing, we would love to help. If it's a project you want to get done, if you need help solving a problem, if you've got a decorating dilemma, this is the place to turn, because we have got the tips, the experience, the ideas to help you get off of that stumbling block and get on to getting the job done. Reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974 with your questions, or post them at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, a fresh coat of paint can do wonders for the sale of your house. But according to a survey of 32,000 homes by Zillow, it turns out that painting with the right colors can actually help your home sell faster and make you more money in any kind of real estate market. So we're going to share the paint colors that really pay off.
And garage floors need to be one of the most durable floor surfaces in your entire house. They take a lot of punishment. Hot tires in the summer, dripping road salt in the winter, plus a ton of storage needs. We're going to share a finish that's tough, durable, and slip-resistant that you can put down yourself in just a weekend.
And as the weather turns chilly, it might be time to light your fireplace for the first time. Don't do it just yet. We're going to have the how-to you need to know to make sure your chimney, your damper, and your firebox are all safe.
But first, let us help you create your best home ever. It's the holidays coming up soon. Are you going to be celebrating with family and friends for the first time in a long time? Well, let us help you get your house in tip-top shape. And we've got a great tool to give away to help you do just that.
Yep, we're giving away America's best-selling staple gun, the Arrow T50 Plus, a supply of staples. Now, that's going out to one listener drawn at random. So reach out to us at MoneyPit.com or call in your questions right now to 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Sam in Tennessee is on the line with a water pressure question. How can we help you today?
Yes, I have just purchased a home that is about 75 years old, and we're refurbishing it, and we're trying to keep everything as original as we can. I have great water pressure in every room that has water but my bathtub.
Sam, does your 75-year-old home have steel water pipes?
It has the old. We're eventually going to replace all the water system, but we're having to live in part of the home now and redoing the other half while we live here.
If you have the original steel water pipes in a 75-year-old home, they are absolutely going to suffer from interior rusting. What happens with steel is it rusts and expands inward, so it kind of clogs like an artery, so to speak. And the older it is, the more that can occur. It's possible that you may have a bad pipe on the way to tub, that, and that's why you have such a slow fill out of that. The other possible issue is the valve itself. It's feeding water. In that same bathroom, I presume you have a sink and a toilet. Do you notice any water pressure problems with those appliances?
No, sir. We have, like I said, great pressure everywhere except for that one spigot. You know, it's the hot and cold runs into one.
Well, I mean, the other thing it could be is it also could be a bad faucet on that tub. But you know, if the pressure is pretty good everywhere else, it's not likely to be rusted just at the bathroom at the one fixture itself. So I would suggest that maybe you want to replace that set of tub valves because it's probably obstructing there.
Right. Well, actually, it's got the old Tommy Butterfly controls on it, and we was really wanting to keep it. But
you can find those valves today. There's a lot of sources of antique plumbing, and some of the new fixtures and faucets are designed to basically be used in a retrofit situation like that. So you can find modern versions that look old.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Sam, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. Have a great day.
Laura's up next with a lot of erosion going on at her Money Pit. Tell us what's going on.
Our yard slopes downward from the front to the back, probably close to, well, it's a pretty good angle. I don't necessarily know if it's 45 degrees. But when we have a hard rain, the rain comes off of the roadway and just like a river flows down the back to the back corner of the house.
Okay.
And, I mean, we're seeing trees, like the roots, I mean, real bad erosion. And I was wondering, what's the best type of, like a retaining type wall, or is a flower bed, you know, like a large flower bed, something to stop the flowing, or just like a natural, like if we put bushes down, what's the best, would you suggest to help that erosion to stop?
Well, the best thing to do is to interrupt that flow by catching the runoff and running it around the house. And an easy way to do that is with something called a curtain drain. Now, a curtain drain is dug into that sloped area at some point, and I can't tell you where. It depends on how the soil is sloped and shaped that makes the most sense. But basically, think of it this way. It's a trench that you would dig in front of the house where all the water is collecting.
Uh-huh.
And that trench, in it you would lay a perforated pipe. And the idea is that the trench has about 4 inches of stone, then it's got a pipe. Stone continues to move up around the pipe, and then a little more stone on top. And you put a piece of filter cloth, and then you landscape over it or put dirt and grass over it so you don't see it when it's done. But conceptually, the water shoots down the hill, falls into that invisible trench now, fills up the pipe, and then runs out the other end of the pipe, the low end of the pipe, somewhere to daylight. So to do this, you need to be able to get the pipe in place and then have the end of it run out somewhere where you want to dump that water. Does that sound like it's possible with your yard the way it's configured?
Yeah, no, that's very doable.
I didn't know they make stuff like that. So, no, that's very doable.
Well, it's kind of like, it's not like you can go to the curtain drain aisle at the local home center. You have to kind of build it yourself. But it's a very common technique called a curtain drain or a footer drain. So take a look at that, and you can find instructions on MoneyPit.com.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Laura. Thanks again for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. You need some help with a project? Well, we're taking your calls now at 888 Money Pit, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project. Get started at Angie.com.
Well, according to a survey by Zillow, painting your home with the right colors can help it sell faster and make you more money in any kind of real estate market. We're going to share the paint colors that really pay off when the Money Pit returns.
The Money Pit is presented by Owens Corning Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation. Made for a new generation, Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation is for people who insist on safe, proven materials, demand clean, precise results, and choose products that make a positive impact. It's the new standard and the right choice for precision, comfort, safety, and sustainability.
You live in a Money Pit.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and the holidays just around the corner, it can feel like there's no time left to tackle home projects, even the ones that just can't wait. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. It's easy to browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save your time for where it matters most. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. It's the perfect alternative to construction adhesives. Instant grab, easy to use, and clean for a fast but durable result. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill.
And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member.
Which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, and if you're a professional contractor, remodeler, or custom builder, you're going to want to hear this. We have partnered with LL Flooring to launch a brand new podcast series that's designed to help improve the success of your business. It's called the Pro Files Podcast. It's presented by LL Flooring, and it's all about pros teaching pros, sharing strategies, and sharing solutions that are going to save you time, increase your profit, and improve your customer's satisfaction. They'll also provide tips and ideas and resources to help you grow your business. I'm going to be talking to and profiling contractors on the show who are veterans who are looking forward to sharing tips and tricks and ideas that are specific and actionable to help make you more successful in your business. I learned a lot talking to these pros, and you're going to learn a lot, too, and enjoy the stories when you tune in. Listen and follow the Pro Files podcast presented by LL Flooring at llflooring.com/pro. That's llflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want to help you create your best home ever. From bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor, we're your coach, your counselor, your cheerleader. We've been there. We can help for all projects, big and small.
And you can listen when you want when you follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Hey, we've got a very handy tool to give away to one listener. It's the Arrow T50 heavy-duty staple gun and a supply of staples. This is America's best-selling staple gun. It's jam-resistant. It features all chrome steel housing, and it really helps you tackle all sorts of projects around the house. It's going out to one listener, drawn at random, so make that you and reach out to us at 888-MONEYPIT or post those questions to moneypit.com.
All right, now we're going to take a call from Spokane, Washington, where we've got Dave on the line. What's going on at your money pit?
I have a house, and my electric heat was kind of expensive, and I checked some insulating ideas, and I used Frost King pipe wrap insulation tape behind the electric baseboard heat, and I used it with a foil side against the heater. I'm not losing the heat into the wall, and the heater's working about 30 to 40% more efficient. My question is, fire safe?
That's an interesting question. So you took this insulating tape. Now, describe the tape to me. Is it the foil-faced sort of rubbery-like insulation that Frost King makes, or what does it look like?
Yes, it's Frost King pipe wrap insulation tape. It's an 8 7 inch thick. It's 2 inches wide. It comes in a 15 or 30-foot roll. It's sticky on one side, and it's got foil on the other side. The foil is what reflects the heat away from the heater and away from the wall out into the room. The heat doesn't go into my wall now. I had an infrared done by the fire department, and most of the heat used to go back up into the wall. Almost none of it's in the wall now, and the heater's a lot more efficient. And I don't know how to get the material approved, but it does work. My insulating material works, and it's very inexpensive. It costs about $10 a heater, and it'd be a whole lot more efficient.
Yeah. Well, that's really interesting. Now, I would say, first of all, we're definitely dealing with what is termed an off-label use. In other words, the manufacturer would never sell it for that particular purpose. To your core question, is it safe? I can see a couple of ways where it could potentially be not safe. In particular, the heater is designed to release a certain amount of heat to the back wall of it. And if because of the reflective qualities of the foil, it's now not doing that and basically reflecting that heat more into the room, I guess it's possible that some of the electrical components inside the heater itself could have to work there at a higher temperature than they normally would, and therefore potentially be unsafe. I would think that in both cases, both using the tape from the Frost King manufacturer's perspective and even from the electric baseboard manufacturer's perspective, I don't see any scenario where they would recommend those two be worked together. So even though it's off label, you know, is it really unsafe? Are you really at a risk hazard? I really can't tell you for sure, but I guess common sense would dictate that if you're not smelling anything that's burning or anything seems to be working poorly in any way, you know, you may want to continue to use it, but keep an eye on it. So I'm afraid I can't completely put your mind at ease, because it's kind of a solution here that you sort of made up yourself that's not going to be recommended by either the baseboard manufacturer or the insulation manufacturer. You know, that said, there are probably other materials that would more likely be designed to go in that space. Perhaps a foil insulation, which is more typical of a baseboard space. So I would say if you're going to keep using it, keep a close eye on it, because it is potentially unsafe.
Well, according to a survey by Zillow, painting your home with the right colors can help sell it faster and make you more money in any real estate market. Let's take a look at the paint colors that pay off best.
Now, the results vary by room, so let's start with the kitchen. The research showed that a blue-gray is really the best color for a kitchen for several reasons. First, the surfaces are easier to keep clean than, say, in an all-white kitchen, so that kind of goes without saying. But the data also showed that bluish grays evoke feelings of trustworthiness, and that can help home buyers connect with your house. So the result? Homes with those blue-gray kitchens, well, they sold for $1,809 more than average.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, your living room, that should feel warm and cozy, which is why living rooms painted oatmeal, beige, or biscuit, those have tended to have the best return on investment. Those neutral colors also can make a room seem bigger, which helps it feel spacious and not cramped to those potential home buyers. On average, living rooms painted in a warm, neutral color fetched an average of $1,926 extra dollars on the home selling price compared to a white-walled living room.
Now, the bedrooms painted blue also tended to have good ROI, but the big winners were bathroom colors. And this is amazing because you might think that white is like the ideal bathroom paint color. Not so. Zillow found that bathrooms painted periwinkle blue or pale blue can push a property's price up by a whopping $5,000. $5,000! I mean, those bathrooms, they're always important, but $5,000 more? Boy, I'm going to get my paintbrush out today.
Diane in South Dakota's on the line with a flooring question. What can we do for you today?
Yes, we've had a problem with trying to put some wood flooring down on our floor. And
okay.
When they delivered the wood and they went to lay it down, they said that our floor was not flat. We had some ridges or bumps on it.
Yep.
And that they could not put the flooring on because it would pop up and wouldn't hold.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering if there's any way to rectify that.
So what type of subfloor do you have that they were trying to put this new flooring on top of? Is it plywood?
It's plywood, yes.
Yeah, sure. A good flooring installer would know this, so I'm surprised they didn't tell you what had to happen. But there's a couple of things you can do. There's a carpentry solution, and a carpentry solution may involve, it depends on how far out of whack it is. I mean, they're right. These new flooring products, they have a certain range that they're designed to work within, and if your floor is out of level above that range, then certainly you could have adhesion problems. So there's the carpentry solution might involve working on the floor joists to actually get them to lay down. Sometimes you get a joist that is crowned and sort of rises up. There is actually a way to go into the basement, cut that beam in half, put a new solid beam next to it, and bring it down. And that will help it lay down and eliminate that bump. So that's a carpentry solution. And the other solution you could use is to apply what's called a floor leveling compound. Now, this is a liquid, very thick compound that gets poured onto the floor, and then it's self-leveling. It'll level, and it'll keep everything nice and flat. And that takes up the dips and the rises in that floor and gives you a very flat surface to work on. Probably not a do-it-yourself project, something I would have somebody do that has some experience with it because it's got to be done right. And once that dries, the new floor can be laid right on top of it. So there's a carpentry solution, and then there's the floor leveling compound, which is designed exactly for situations like this.
Okay, I actually think that we'd probably have to go the carpenter route because I asked them about that product. I said, isn't there some kind of a leveling product that you could pour on the floor, and they said it wouldn't work in this situation.
Okay, well, I'm not sure why. They probably should be giving you more information on that. And sometimes when a contractor says it won't work, what they mean to say, that's what comes out of their mouth. But what they're saying is, I really don't want to do it.
Okay.
Maybe they didn't want to do it. Don't take that to heart. It may be that it can, in fact, be done. You just don't have the right person involved yet, okay?
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your calling me back.
Now we've got Louise on the line who's got some mystery stains on a mailbox. What's going on?
Okay, I have a brick mailbox, and it seems to have salt deposits leaking through the outside of it.
Is it in the way of a lawn sprinkler by any chance?
No, it isn't.
Because often what happens if it gets groundwater splashed on it, and that can happen if you have sprinklers and wells, a lot of mineral salts in there that will dry and basically here to the outside. You know, what's happening here is you are seeing some sort of mineral deposits, and you're going to have to clean it. And the best way to clean it, believe it or not, is to mix up a vinegar and water solution because vinegar melts the salts.
Wow.
So you can, you know, mix them up in a bucket, splash it down, you know, with a nice soft bristle brush, scrub it, and that should make those disappear. They may come back. But the other thing that you could think about doing, once it gets nice and dry and clean, is to apply a masonry sealer to it. And if you use a silicone-based masonry sealer, you want to get one that's vapor permeable so it doesn't trap the water underneath the sealer surface and so lets it breathe and stops it from cracking and chipping. But that should slow down the showing up of any additional salt stains.
Well, thank you so much. I'll do that.
All right, Louise, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie connects you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. Check out Angie.com to start your next home project today. Coming up, garage floors need to take the punishment of your car's hot tires during the summer and that dripping road salt in the winter. We're going to share a durable DIY finish that can do just that and more next.
888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Birch Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Birch Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Birch Construction Management.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51. Jefferson, state of mind.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. And hey guys, if you're a professional contractor or remodeler or custom builder, we have launched a brand new podcast presented by Ella Flooring that is just for you. It's called the Profiles Podcast. Now in it, we are profiling successful pros because you know what? We're all out there. We're all working independently. We don't always get a chance to talk to each other or share tips with each other. And that's what we do on this show. We're talking to some great people, successful pros that are sharing their experiences so we can all learn together.
You can listen and follow the Profiles Podcast at llflooring.com/pro. That's llflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods. Now we've got Darren in Iowa on the line. What can we do for you today?
I have a problem with my basement walls. They're a poured concrete wall, and in the wintertime I get a thick frost on the inside of the basement wall.
Okay.
On the area that's not underground per se.
So what's happening is you have warm, moist air inside your basement striking a very cold concrete surface, condensing and freezing. The solution is to add basement wall insulation. Now, there is a specific type of insulation that's designed to cover those poured concrete basement walls. It's like a fiberglass bat that's surrounded in a reflective foil mylar kind of covering. It's pretty easy to install, and that will stop that from happening. Because once you have the warm fiberglass across that wall on the inside, you'll no longer have that thermal contact between the moisture in the air and the chilly basement wall that's causing it to freeze and crust over.
Okay. Would you put a vapor barrier in between, a thick plastic per se?
No, just put the insulation on and you'll be good to go.
Okay. Would the same suggestion be correct to do if we're going to fur the basement out later?
Yes, and the other suggestion I would make is to reduce the amount of moisture that could possibly be getting into those walls from the outside is to improve your drainage conditions at the foundation perimeter. And that means making sure your gutters are clear, the downspouts are extended well away from the house, and the soil slopes away from that wall as well. Okay?
Excellent. Well, I sure appreciate your help.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, garage floors need to be one of the most durable floor surfaces in any house because if you think about it, they take the punishment of your car's hot tires in the summer and that dripping road salt in the winter, and in between those extremes, they need to handle a lot of storage needs, and that's why choosing a tough and a durable and a slip-resistant garage floor finish is really key to creating a surface that can really stand up and really last.
Now, we're going to feature one that is just that tough, and you can apply yourself. It's made by Deich Coatings, and it's called the Die Hard 100 Garage Floor Epoxy Kit. Now, this product is a roll-on epoxy floor coating. The epoxy is going to resist the salt and the chemicals, plus has no hot tire pickup. And once you apply the epoxy, it locks onto the concrete floor, and that provides a super durable surface.
Now, the kit contains everything you need for a floor that's up to 250 square feet. And the process starts by cleaning the floor. That is really critical. Then you simply mix the two-part epoxy and you roll it on. And there are even decorative color flakes included that can be spread in the finish while it's wet. And that's going to add texture and also help you hide the dirt.
Now you can find the Die Hard 100 kit, which, by the way, is priced at less than $90. You can find it online at Home Depot, Lowe's, Deich Coatings, all their websites, and it's available at deichcoatings.com. Let me spell it for you. That's D-A-I-C-H coatings.com. All right, Dorothy in New Jersey, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I respect all life, but when you have a centipede crawling up a wall that left the basement, it's coming up into the house. It looks very ugly and scary. I understand they're carnivores, so maybe they'd eat other bugs, but I don't really know how to get rid of them. And also I'd like to know about crickets, how I could catch them.
What kind of crickets are you talking about? Those weird-looking ones that hop and they're, like, gigantic in your basement? They look like prehistoric?
Yeah, the black ones that live outside, but as soon as it turns cold, they come and you hear them singing in your garage.
Oh, okay. And you don't want to kill anything, correct?
Well, I guess I could, but personally, I have a pet that eats crickets. I'd like to catch them. I've read on the Internet, I can't seem to come up with a way to capture them. Or, I'd like to capture them and get them out. The centipedes, I'm open to, germination.
Well, I was going to say, for your basement, I would start by making sure that everything is sealed off. So you have anything that protrudes through the foundation wall, dryer vents, anything, make sure that it's all sealed around. Anything can come in through the tiniest opening. So whether you use an expandable foam or steel wool, you want to make a combination of things to close up every opening that you see, because that's how they're getting in. Now, once you've done that, if you see a centipede in the house, I would suggest you could take a vacuum and you can put like a piece of pantyhose at the end of the intake hose. So before it gets into the bag or gets into the area, it gets caught in that little piece of pantyhose.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And you can vacuum them into the pantyhose and then release them into the wild or whatever you like, or feed the crickets to your lizard or snake friend. Now, as far as the crickets in the garage, I would do the same. I'd make sure everything is sealed up. I don't know of any sort of traps that you can place and leave and, go and then collect any of the crickets. I've done, and I've seen this done with people who have crickets in the basement, specifically the cave crickets. They take tape and lay it sticky side up around the entire perimeter of the room. And then the crickets, when they crawl in under the walls, they get stuck to the tape. Now, they're still alive stuck to the tape. I would usually think people throw away the tape, but you might be able to, feed them to your friend that way.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, are you looking forward to that first crackling fire? Well, hold that match until you're sure that your fireplace and chimney are safe and secure. We're going to tell you what to look for after this.
You live in a money pit.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, and if you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, we've partnered with LL Flooring to launch a brand new podcast designed to provide tips, ideas, and resources to help improve your business. It's called the Profiles Podcast. It's presented by LL Flooring, and it's all about pros teaching pros. We share strategies and share solutions that are going to save time, increase profit, and improve your customer satisfaction. You can listen and follow the Profiles Podcast at llflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need, done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Leslie, do you have that box I gave you?
The one you said not to open? Yeah, it's right here.
Okay, close your eyes and open it.
Is this a trick?
It's not alive, I promise. What do you feel?
Well, it's soft and smooth, but it's springy and fluffy, kind of like a big cotton square or maybe the stuff that's inside a comforter.
It's actually the new fiberglass insulation from Owens Corning.
You're kidding.
Open your eyes.
Wait, this is really soft.
It's called Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation. Owens Corning has new fiber technology that makes the bats incredibly soft and smooth, but also stiffer, so the bats slide right into the cavity and don't slump or fall out. Okay, now pull it apart.
I mean, it's got delicate, even layers, kind of like a biscuit.
Yup, so it's easy to split and tuck behind pipes or wires.
I still can't believe it's fiberglass. Now, you said it's called Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation?
Yup, check it out at pinknextgen.com. That's pinknextgen.com. Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects, indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, do you need some help with a renovation, a repair, or a decor project? Well, call us with your question now at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com.
Hey guys, you know, owning a money pit is a combination of love, pride, and heart-stopping fear because, by the way, we consider money pit a term of endearment. It's a home we love, but it needs work. And no one knows that better than us. We can help you make smart decisions and create your best home ever. You can follow us at the Money Pit Podcast. Just go to moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Give us a call, ask us your question. You're going to get the answer. Plus, you could win a very handy tool this hour. We've got up for grabs the Arrow T50 heavy-duty staple gun, plus a supply of T50 staples. This is America's best-selling staple gun. It's made right here in the USA. It's great for repairs, holiday decorating, installing insulation, tacking up trim, upholstery projects. You name it, you can most likely tackle that project with a staple gun. It's going out to one lucky listener drawn at random. That person's getting the Arrow T50 plus the supply of staples. So make that you.
Give us a call right now with those questions at 888-MONEY-PIT or post them to moneypit.com.
Now we've got Floyd in Iowa on the line who needs some help with a crawl space. Tell us about it.
Okay. I just recently purchased a home. And in part of the basement, I have a crawl space. And when the inspector came in to do the inspection on the house, he recommended that I put plastic down and to close the vent. When I was listening to your guys' show the other day, I noticed that you guys said something about keeping the vents open so nothing ventilates into the house. So I was just kind of trying to find out, you know, which direction should I go? What kind of plastic should I use? You know, and does it sound like a good idea?
Okay, so let me clarify for you. First of all, putting a plastic vapor barrier down across the floor of a crawl space is always a good idea. You use the plastic visqueen, the big wide sheets, overlap them about 3 feet. You know, try to get as much of that surface covered. What you're doing is preventing some of the evaporation of soil, of moisture up through the soil. So that's a good thing. In terms of the vents should be open throughout most of the year, except perhaps just the coldest months of the winter. So if you closed it, say, November and December and maybe January, that'd be okay. But for the rest of the year, those vents should be open because it helps take the moisture out.
Now, I also have insulation up in the rafters of the floor joists.
Is it a good idea to put or to seal that with any kind of plastic at all, or should I leave those exposed?
Nope. No, you can leave it exposed just like that. It needs to ventilate.
Okay. Good deal.
Well, whether or not you've used your fireplace yet this season, you don't want to light that match until you make sure that the fireplace and the chimney is up for it. They are really key to your family's safety.
Yeah, seasonal chimney maintenance makes sure that smoke, fire, embers, ashes are all going to stay contained in that fireplace and the chimney. And it also checks for creosote, which is a highly combustible buildup that can lead to chimney fires. Your chimney should be checked for creosote at least once a year or about after 80 fires. Head over to the website for the Chimney Safety Institute of America to find a certified chimney sweep.
Yep, and even a safe fireplace can use some backup, so you want to make sure that you're putting a non-flammable rug in front of the fireplace to keep any loose sparks from damaging your floors or worse.
Yeah, and if you don't already have chimney caps, you want to have them installed because that's what's going to keep the wildlife away. They won't use your chimney as a passageway into your home if you've got the cap on.
Wow, you know, in all the years I spent as a home inspector, I used to check those fireplaces from the bottom and looking up, and I remember distinctly the couple of times that I opened up the damper and in dropped the tail of, I don't know what, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't a skunk or I would have got sprayed, but it was probably like a raccoon or something. It's pretty scary, but they do love to use those spaces, so the chimney caps are really important for that. And finally, you need to check that firebox. That's the area where the logs burn, and it should be cleaned at least once a week during the months you use your fireplace. So make sure you leave about an inch of ash on the bottom because it acts as insulation, but clean the firebox free of any ash during the months that you don't use it, and never, ever, ever place those ashes in anything but a metal ash bucket and make sure it's stored well away from your home. There have been many fires caused by ashes that people put out too close to their home, and they stored it too close to the house, and they thought it was out, and it wasn't. So make sure you're careful with that.
Now we've got Janice in Kansas on the line who's got a question about grout. What can we do for you today?
I had installed a porcelain tile. It's a heavy-duty tile. So I used epoxy grout on the floor and all throughout the shower, the floors, the ceiling, the walls. And what I'm wondering is, do I need to seal it? If I need to seal it, what kind of sealer should I use on an epoxy grout?
I don't think you need to seal epoxy grout because the epoxy is going to prevent things from soaking into it. It's really the sand grouts that we want to seal.
Well, I've already noticed some discoloration in it. It was white grout, and it's already sort of a brownish tint.
Oh, is that right? That's probably water stains.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's mineral salts that dry out. So try to wipe it down with a white vinegar solution, white vinegar and water. That might clear it up.
Was that a good choice to use epoxy, do you think? Or?
I think so, yeah. Absolutely. For a bathroom, perfect location for that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You have a good day now.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today. Coming up, are you in full holiday decorating mode just yet? I mean, I know I am already. Halloween is almost here. I mean, and then it's Thanksgiving, and then it's Christmas, and it's all these wonderful things where everything can be so festive. So we're going to share some tips for door decorating to help set the mood for visitors when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime.
Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. You can follow us on the Money Pit Podcast as well at MoneyPit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Pick up the phone, give us a call, post your question online. However you reach out to the Money Pit, we are standing by. And Peter did just that. Peter says, I have an old home that has Kentile floors that I think contain asbestos. Removing these is dangerous and expensive, but I'm not comfortable leaving them exposed either. What is your best advice?
You know, Kentile was an interesting company. They were founded back in 1898, and they were in business for about 100 years. They became well known, though, as the source of asbestos, which affected the health of their employees and the installers and others. So what I would say to do is to first test this product to make sure it is, in fact, asbestos. And depending on the condition, if it's solid, like a solid sort of vinyl asbestos tile floor, I would choose one of the many floors that can float over it, like laminate floor, engineered hardwood. There's no connection to the tile below. It'll just float there, and this way you can have a new floor without ever disturbing that asbestos tile base.
And I feel like those 9x9 tiles are always like a dead giveaway that they're those asbestos tiles.
Yeah,
they just have like
I know,
a specific look to them.
Well, there's no one on earth who loves decorating for the holidays more than my friend Leslie. And there's no better place to decorate for the season than your entryway. And as luck would have it, that is the topic for today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. So, Leslie, how do we decorate our doors?
With a lot of fun stuff. I mean, come on.
Of course.
You know, the entryway, it serves as a perfect place to show off your love of the season. So I've got a few ideas that will hopefully inspire you. You know, fall wreaths, they are a beautiful touch. So, and they're so simple to make. You can start off with a basic styrofoam wreath or a grapevine wreath from your local craft store. And then if you've got a nice yard or access to a park, gather some beautiful things like leaves, pine cones, acorns, whatever says fall to you on your adventures in your own backyard space. And then you can add all of that. The grapevine wreaths are perfect for this because you can kind of just tuck everything into it. And then don't be afraid to embellish it with some extra, you know, autumny picks that you find at the craft store as well. It really gives it that fullness, but the found stuff really keeps it personal and from your own home. Now, when it comes time to hang up that wreath, don't put a hole in the front door. It could damage it. It could void the warranty. You can actually get a small easel and then prop it up on your porch so that it says, like, oh, here's my beautiful wreath. And then maybe it doesn't even have to be round. It can be a different shape. Or you can go ahead and use fishing line, tie that to the wreath, and then go up and over your door and then hook that on the inside with a suction cup or a suction cup on the outside. I mean, so many different ways you can use that. And suction cups and hooks are definitely key for that. And speaking of your door, have you ever thought about framing it with garland? You know, it's not just for Christmas. You can use something as simple as rope to attach fall decor items to, or you can frame the door by propping tall corn husks up on either side and putting pumpkins next to them. I always love to stack those fun, unusual pumpkins. I think they're called cheese gourds and Cinderella pumpkins and turban pumpkins, and they're pink and pale green and white. And I make sort of like pumpkin topiaries and urns, and I always frame things around the front steps there. It's such a great way to just bring in nature and make it feel so seasonal. You can even use artificial leaf garlands, orange lights. It only takes a few seconds to create a lasting first impression. And guys, those Halloween orange lights suddenly are Thanksgiving orange lights. So take away the spooky stuff, and now you're still decorated for the next holiday. Whatever you do, guys, think about stuff that can take you from one season into the next. So corn, squash, pumpkins, purple cabbage. That works great for fall, Halloween, Thanksgiving, and some of it will even last into the winter, the beginning of it. So think creatively and try to get those decorations lasting for the long run.
Great advice. Coming up next time on The Money Pit, unless you live in a museum, your furniture is likely to have taken a few hits from time to time, especially if you got kids. But while the water rings and the dings and the dents and the scratches are inevitable, that kind of superficial damage is easy to repair. We'll walk you through on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. Firefighters persisted in making progress Saturday against a wildfire running for 6 days in Southern California coastal mountains.
Right now we're sitting at 17,200 acres. That's the fire area. 50% containment, and we have about 1,747 total personnel on the fire currently.
Fire Information Officer Kirsten Allison says crews continue to work on the southeastern portion of the fire, but Highway 101 seems secure for now.
Where it meets the ocean, going all the way around that, along the southern portion, working its way to the west, that continues to hold. They've made amazing progress. They're not finding very many heats anymore along the 101.
Crews getting help from water-dropping aircraft were focusing on the blaze's western edge. President Biden paid tribute Saturday at the U.S. Capitol to fallen police officers.
Biden spoke at the annual National Police Officers Memorial Service to remember the 491 officers who died in the line of duty in 2019 and 2020.
Your loss is also America's loss.
He also pushed for reforms that include more resources for police, not less.
We expect everything of you, and it's beyond the capacity of anyone to meet the total expectations.
I'm Julie Walker.
Authorities in Texas say one constable deputy is dead and two others wounded following an ambush outside a nightclub in Houston. Officials say the constable deputies were working an extra shift at the nightclub when they responded to a suspected robbery outside. A person of interest has been arrested. The spokesman says Bill Clinton will spend one more night at a Southern California hospital where he's recovering from an infection. Mr. Clinton will receive IV antibiotics before an expected release on Sunday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain.
I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Retail sales kept growing in September.
Prices have been rising, global supply chains have been snarled, slowing the flow of available goods, but American consumers continued spending at a solid clip last month. The Commerce Department says retail sales rose a seasonally adjusted 0.7% from August. Online sales were up 0.6%, while sales at clothing and accessories stores rose 1.1%. Higher prices at the pump boosted gasoline station sales by 1.8%, while sales also rose at restaurants and bars, up 0.3%. I'm Ben Thomas.
Colorado Event Planning Company is suing the state's Office of Economic Development and International Trade in order to block racial preferences in the distribution of COVID-19 relief funds. Pacific Legal filed the lawsuit on October 7th, alleging that racial preferences for COVID-19 grants violate the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. As traffic fatalities spike during the pandemic, the federal agency in charge of auto safety is struggling with a growing backlog of safety rules ordered by Congress that are years overdue.
An Associated Press review of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's rulemaking activities under the last three presidents found at least 13 safety rules passed due for implementation. That includes a rear seatbelt reminder requirement that was supposed to have been implemented by 2015. The agency has lacked a permanent leader for 4 years now, and auto safety groups say President Biden should act on a nomination. They fear the agency's mission of saving lives and costs from traffic injuries is getting lost. Bob Agner reporting.
The Soyuz space capsule, carrying a cosmonaut and two Russian filmmakers, has separated from the International Space Station that is heading back to Earth. The separation took place on schedule Sunday. Seven astronauts remain aboard the space station. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, fresh off the set of Fox and Friends, it's America's receptive voice, Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. I'm Brian Kilmeade, coming to you from New York, heard around the country, heard around the world. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. This hour, we're going to do a simulcast with Barney and Company. I'll be on FBN. That's great. And Molly Hemingway's in studio. That's even better. Don't tell Stewart I said that. Fox News contributor, senior editor at The Federalist, author of a brand new book called Rigged, How the Media, Big Tech, and the Democrats Seized Our Elections. Molly Hemingway here live. So let's first, as we wait, I think the President of the United States is going to be talking to, our G20 leaders to discuss
close coordination on Afghanistan. Better late than never. He had zero coordination in our own country, let alone with our allies. I hope they give him an earful, and I hope they don't agree to write checks to that country. They can get food, not money. Let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
The drug cartels operating out here are starting to get a lot bolder in their actions. We were embedded with the Texas National Guard when a cartel machine gun fired across the border directly into the United States.
Unbelievable. That's Bill Malusian exclusively reporting with his drone team at the border. Overrun with illegals. That's what it is. Now with criminals as cartels start taking aim literally at the Texas National Guard as we paid for billions of dollars to build a border wall and it sits on the ground rusting. Unbelievable.
Number two.
These requirements work. And as the Business Roundtable and others told me when I announced the first requirement, that encouraged businesses to feel they could come in and demand the same thing of their employees. More people are getting vaccinated. More lives are being saved. When you see headlines and reports of mass firings and hundreds of people losing their jobs, look at the bigger story.
Right. Mandate mania affecting the military, the medical profession, law enforcement, and the friendly skies. Southwest is spiraling out of control. And are they the worst or just the first?
Number one.
We're in a recovery. There's no doubt about that. And job growth is to be expected. And when it comes in low, people notice. And that what I think that's part of what we're seeing in these polling numbers.
That is Brit Hume, of course. President Biden's self-inflicted wounds are affecting all of us, from the supply chain to the energy prices to his green agenda to inflation. He is taking aim at the American people, and it's time for him to pay the price, don't you think? And he's playing it in the polls. Molly, welcome back.
It's great to be here with you.
Well, you didn't have any idle time. Your book is now out. It's called Rigged. And before we get to the election, the new one we're about to get in 2022, the one we just had in 2020, I want to get your take on this economy. The one thing about the President of the United States, the former president, if they could not get those ships to shore, he would have been sitting there firing people, going through it, going to the docks himself, making sure we get answers to this. I was talking to Bob Nardelli, wrote me today and said, why are we not using the military? National Guard's got trucks. We would unload it until we can get the people. This is an unacceptable situation. There are so many unforced errors that Joe Biden has had. Is he paying the price?
Well, he's certainly having trouble in the polls because of the incompetence of the administration. But this is an issue where we actually knew we were going to have supply chain problems the moment we began lockdown. So 18 months ago, this is something that the government should have been working on for a very long time. Our federal government is actually just bad at doing a lot of things, despite how much money they take. And so the fact that we don't have a plan already in place and you know, frankly, like 16 months into implementation is not good. But it could get, I mean, I don't want to be too pessimistic, but it could get a lot worse.
It could get worse. And not only that, manufacturing is down and doesn't it underline too? And don't you think it's an opportunity too for a politician to say, this is proof we have to start making our own stuff? Can't you use that to spur manufacturing here?
This is one of the big changes I think we've seen in this country in the last 5 years is realizing that offshoring everything, outsourcing everything can be a national security threat if you don't have the means to make key things that you need to keep your economy functioning and running. And so it's one of the things that we've learned about the past few decades of moving all of our manufacturing overseas. We might have gotten cheap products, but it came at such a huge price.
Mandate mania. We're seeing thousands of people, teachers told not to come to work. Unions are preserving their jobs for now. We're seeing thousands of people in the medical profession, from doctors to nurses to medical workers to staffers, told don't come to work because you're not vaccinated. Now we're seeing policemen in some cities being told don't get vaccinated, you don't have a job. That's happening. The military, tens of thousands are saying I'm not getting vaccinated. The president, he says he's going to bring us together. The definition is dividing us.
It's a huge issue. It's affecting industries. It's so important that people have medical freedom and autonomy with their bodies and being able to make medical decisions. And you can totally support the vaccine and think it was an amazing accomplishment or even just think it's pretty good and still understand that mandates that restrict people's ability to make decisions for themselves are horrific and shouldn't be encouraged by the government. They should probably be banned by the government even because of what an important issue it is. We're not talking even about a vaccine that has had 10 years of testing that we know, you know, that we know everything about and we that takes care of a problem that has a huge fatality rate. We're talking about a vaccine that is good. It's great at decreasing symptoms of people who get it. You know, it's obviously done wonders, but it's also fairly new. And so it's important that people be able to make their own decisions.
And if urging people to go ask their doctor, and they'll probably get the answer that my doctor did, get it.
They're almost certainly going to get the answer.
But you don't want it from a politician. I mean, basically, you want Joe Biden not looking over your medical shoulder.
And again, we're having all these problems in our economy. And people say, oh, well, we forced this vaccine on people and nearly everybody took it. We're talking about some industries where just a few tenths of a percentage point difference can actually really disrupt things. Things like ER rooms or nurses or truckers or pilots. You know, you saw what happened with pilots this weekend, potentially having something to do with the vaccine mandate imposed by their airlines. And it can be very disruptive to the entire economy.
So let's talk about your book, Rigged, How the Media, Big Tech, and the Democrats Seized Our Elections. But the name of it's Rigged. Do you believe this was rigged, that Donald Trump couldn't have won?
I believe that. I mean, I love that the title is rigged because I think it does a perfect job of describing how the establishment changed everything to ensure a preferred outcome in the election. And I focus on the media, big tech, and the changes to election laws and procedures that enabled this to happen. The election came down to like 40,000 votes across three states. It was very narrow. Any one of these things that were done, whether it was by the media, big tech, or the changes to election laws, could have done more than enough on any of those margins. And so it's important that people understand why that happened and also why rigging a system is bad for democracy, because it creates a situation where people don't have confidence in the results.
So do you believe that the systems that everything that loosened up because of the pandemic, people feeling unsure to vote or not having enough workers, the changes that were made in states and counties, those are the things that took place? Or do you believe ballots came in from outside?
So two main issues there. One is that because of COVID, there were dramatic changes in the way we vote. Time magazine called it a revolution in the way people vote. It was a very sudden change. And sometimes that was done legally. Sometimes it was done not legally. And what I mean by that is you're supposed to have all changes go through the state legislature. Sometimes that happened. More frequently, it did not happen. And so there's a lot in there about all the ways that that happened. But what this did also enable is that one of the world's most powerful and wealthy men, Mark Zuckerberg, spent $419 million to do a private takeover of the election administration itself. He gave grants, supposedly to deal with COVID. And what they actually enabled was an army of left-wing groups to come into governmental election offices and do a concierge-level Biden get-out-the-vote operation. And so by disproportionately funding blue counties in swing states, they were able to squeeze tons more votes out for Biden. And again, this wasn't funding campaigns. This was funding governmental election offices in a way that helped Biden win. And these are explosive things and very important going forward, because learning that they could do this, learning that you could have a private takeover by one of the world's wealthiest men, was something that the election system wasn't prepared for. And so that there were at that time not laws to prevent it.
Where do you did he do it under the auspices of helping the election, or did he do it under the auspices of helping the Democrats?
Oh, it was totally billed as these are COVID relief grants. These will help you get, personal protective equipment. But what happened was, like, take Pennsylvania, which is a swing state. Philadelphia gets $10 million. The Republican county next door gets $5,000. And he would say, well, we funded both Democrat and Republican counties. And you say, well, yeah, but the disparity is ridiculous. And they say, well, Philadelphia is a bigger county. Well, that's true. So you look at per capita spending, and per capita, these Democrat regions and swing states got tons more funding to then enable get out the vote operations. And what they did in these blue areas was they went and harvested ballots. They designed ballots. They translated ballots. They marketed to go vote in Democrat areas. But again, they didn't do this as a campaign would. This is what campaigns do. They did it from the auspices of governmental offices, from the actual election. It would be like if the New England Patriots had hired and paid and staffed the referees for a game, and then they made all sorts of controversial calls, and you weren't allowed to say anything about it.
Understood. Now, where was it the most egregious?
So there are actually a huge group of researchers working on all of these things, and they're finding interesting things. Definitely. Well, you look at the funding. Four of the five Republican formerly Republican states that got the most funding from Zuckerberg. You might notice something about this. Georgia, Wisconsin, Arizona, Pennsylvania. They got the vast majority of funds. These were states that had voted for Trump, but then they voted for Biden in 2020. Sometimes like in crazy ways, like Florida went 2 points more for Trump between 2016 and 2020. Across the border, Georgia went 6 points to the left. And they did it. Georgia was actually the state where they spent $46 million doing this get out the vote operation for Democrats from government offices. And they managed to get it 6 points in a different direction in a way that was very different from the rest of the country.
So Ohio went firmly for the president, former president, so did Florida. And you thought if you took Florida and Ohio, those were going to be key. But it didn't happen when Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Georgia went another direction, and as did Arizona. Do you find irregularities in Arizona or something new in Arizona that would have opened up the window for an opportunity?
Well, definitely the funding that I'm talking about. The funding that was done by these groups that Zuckerberg funded was heavy in Maricopa County. And again, that's where you saw these dramatic changes and elevations in Biden votes. And Arizona itself, though, runs elections pretty cleanly, I believe.
You know, Niall Ferguson, who with the Hoover Institute, he after the 2016 election, he came in 2017, had a book out, and he said, you know what's going on in Silicon Valley? I said, no. He said, they're absolutely humiliating. So why? Because President Trump maximized Silicon Valley in a way in which he embarrassed them, and the left wing has ridiculed them to no end, and they are going to make up for it because Donald Trump – led by Brad Parscales, used Facebook, put an office in his office with Facebook and used Facebook to maximize his vote and got those margins. Is this their make good?
Yes, and that's another huge part of this. After the 2016 election, all these tech companies say they'll never, ever, ever let what happened in 2016 happen again. They say this on the record. This is like Google, Facebook, Twitter, Apple. They all say this, and then they all engage in systematic ways of structuring their systems so that they're deplatforming conservative voices. They are downgrading conservative media. They're elevating stories that are favorable to their side. They even do voter outreach and marketing in biased fashion. There's a researcher who's shown that sometimes they would just identify what your voting practices were, and if you were a Democrat voter, they would encourage you to go vote or encourage you to register to vote, but not if you were Republican. These are such deep structural biases. And then, of course, it all culminates in them suppressing the Hunter Biden.
Molly Hemingway's here. Her book, Rigged, is out. Now, the question we have when you come back is this. Donald Trump got more votes than any Republican in history, 75 million. And the House did so much better than anyone thought, almost took it back. And even in the Senate, that was supposed to be a long shot for the Republicans to keep it, by all odds, they should have kept it. What went wrong and what went right? That story when we come back on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Questioning everything. It's Brian Kilmeade.
If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market, all-time highs every day. U.S. debt, never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it. Fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever. Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands. but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to forhims.com/joy to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to forhims.com/joy. forhims.com/joy.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Prison inmates who make gifts for foster kids makes today's Dean's List. Over the past 10 years, more than 2,000 personalized quilts have been created by the inmates of Missouri's South Central Correctional Facility. All of them are donated to the state's foster care system or auctioned to local charities. In a recent interview, Fred Brown says when he learned he could bring a smile to a child's face, he was all in. William White volunteers to spend 7 hours a day, 5 days a week, quilting with his peers. He says he knew it was something he wanted to be part of as a way to give back. The group's coordinator and case manager, Joe Satterfield, says this project has been a game changer for the inmates, even for those spending the rest of their life in prison. He says you can see a change in their attitude. A light flips on like, this is a new avenue. I can be part of something. And even though he's incarcerated, William White says, he can still do something beautiful. Thanks to everyone involved in this project to make children smile. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On July 27, 1976, after months of legal wrangling, former Beatle John Lennon finally won residency in the U.S.
Well, it's great to be legal again. I'll tell my baby and I'll thank you, and of course the Immigration Service for finally seeing the light of day, as they say. Good.
You want
thank
to
you.
That card?
Yeah, I'd love to. I should have got a different picture.
What does it mean to you after 5 years of struggling to become a permanent resident to get that green card?
Well, it was a very slow, long struggle, so it's not like, you know, it suddenly ends. I'll come out of it slowly and I realize I can go to visit relatives in Japan, show them the baby, show them in England, you know, save them coming over here. And I can go visit the relatives and come back with safety now with the green card. How do you feel?
Overwhelmed.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Amanda Stenberg, who joins Dear Evan Hansen as a co-star, and she also co-wrote a new song for the stage-to-screen adaptation.
It's an incredible honor. It's like every single piece of it is so beautiful and fits so perfectly into it.
She also enjoyed getting to build on her character Alana for the film.
We wanted to focus on kind of her overachieving and understand how that can be an expression of depression and anxiety, too.
And she shared what conversations she hopes the story can lead to for both teens and parents.
I wish that when I was a teenager that it was a little more normalized to talk about mental health and talk about medication and talk about therapy, because those are things that I think I all need. I needed all those things at that point. And it took me years of kind of shame and nerves to actually like take the steps that I needed.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
We're back. Molly Hemingway's book is now out. It's called Rigged: How the Media, Big Tech, and the Democratic Party and the Democratic, what is this word here? And the Democrats seized our elections. My bad. So we talked about big tech, Molly. Now let's talk about the media. What role did the media play in all this?
Well, I think to understand the media, you have to take it a little bit back. And this is actually one of the reasons why I wanted to write the book, is you have all these reporters who spent 3 years lying that Donald Trump stole the 2016 election by colluding with Russia, now claiming that they're going to write about what happened in 2020. Well, I don't trust these people to tell anything truthful because they lied for years. And that was the general prism. The media lied or made up stories or pretended to believe obviously false stories about Donald Trump. And at the same time, they suppressed real stories based on real facts about Joe Biden. And they basically ran the Joe Biden campaign.
The Hunter Biden, the laptop.
So when the New York Post reveals, based on facts, that Hunter Biden's laptop has all sorts of information about the Biden family business. And remember, the Biden family business is you give money to members of the Biden family for unclear reasons. you know, that seems like a perfect area that the media might want to investigate. They thought it was really nefarious that Trump had a global real estate empire, and they were sure there was something shady there. But at least with that, you know that he really is a businessman who does real estate. We don't actually understand what the Bidens do in exchange for the money. We know that there have been bribes given by foreign governments, you know, or by foreign entities like in China. They gave an $80,000 diamond to Hunter Biden. You have the wife of a Moscow official giving money that's revealed in Treasury Department documents. And yet they don't cover it. They just suppress it. At the same time, they're elevating fake news about Donald Trump. And that's important because election observers say that you can't have a free and fair election in a propaganda environment. And what we experienced in the last few years was moving from a biased media environment into a propaganda environment. And that affects people's votes, and it affects the way that the establishment rigged the election.
So you think it's not only leaning left, you think they're selling left.
It's just not even journalism anymore for most of what we're seeing. I mean, we did not have a campaign in which journalists critically analyzed the policy positions of each side. You saw this even in the way that the debate commission handled things. You know, there should have been a debate on foreign policy. It's one of the most important issues that Americans deal with, and it's one of the most important roles that the president plays. President Trump had a very successful period of time in foreign policy, and there was supposed to be a debate on it. They just don't do it. The media also don't cover it. You know, they completely game the system, and everybody experienced that. And I think that's why when you're told, oh, there was nothing wrong about anything that happened with the election, the media have lost all credibility to even have a right to say anything like that.
So do you think President Trump's going to run again?
When I started this book and I interviewed him three times for the book, and my first interview, I was pretty sure he wouldn't. I thought that it just didn't feel like he wanted to. And then now I think that maybe it's more even odds. I think that he would like to not have to, but I think he feels that the Republican Party is not picking up what it should be and moving forward.
Do you think he believed he was robbed?
He definitely believes that. And I think, you know, he's so inarticulate in the way he talks about it, or hyperbolic, or he says these exaggerated things. But when I would talk to him, he actually understood a lot of these issues about unconstitutional changes to voting laws, or how Zuckerberg funded these election systems, or how corrupt the media were, or how big tech was against him. That he understands those issues. And I wish he actually would talk more about those issues, because they are real things that are big issues going forward, too.
Why do they do so well in other elections, down ballot elections, Republicans in proportion?
Well, the thing that you'd have to understand is, did they do well relative to what they would have done had all of these things not happened? I actually think that the country has far more propensity to vote for some of these people than some of these riggings would allow.
Wow. And if you see what's happening to the country now, it's hard to think that President Trump's policies weren't more effective for the country. Molly, congratulations on Rigged. Go pick it up. And so when people ask you about the election, you'll have an intelligent answer rather than stolen or not stolen. Thanks, Molly.
Thank you.
News celebrates 25 years.
My name is Laura Ingram. I've been at Fox News for 20 years. I was not at Fox News the moment it started, but I was at another network, and that network was having a good time with Fox, thinking, whoa, it's not serious, it's not going to last. That was the scuttlebutt. And in the beginning, you think you're with the cool network. And then as time went on, I started watching it, and I said, that Hannity is really good, that the other shows, this Fox and Friends, something's going on here. And it became pretty apparent to me pretty quickly that it did not have an identity crisis, which a lot of the other outlets had. Fox knew what it wanted to be and stayed true to its mission. That's the key. Fearlessness is a underrated quality. Fox is fearless.
This is House Call for Health. You might think that horror movies could negatively impact your mental health. But there's research that says it could be the opposite, actually having a positive impact. Margaret J. King is the director of the Center for Cultural Studies and Analysis and tells CNET that scary movies are about assurance and that viewers can watch a horror story but at the same time remain safe while controlling the stimulus.
Here's Johnny!
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Fox News celebrates 25 years.
My name is Eric Schahn, and I've been at Fox News for more than 25 years. In 1995, I heard that we're going to start a cable channel. And I was like, man, this is exactly what I was hoping for.
Boring spreadsheets and financials.
We were scrappy. It was always us against the status quo. And we came to this mission as a way of trying to, you know, overturn the apple cart. To be real news people in a way that I don't think the mainstream media told it.
The search and rescue continuing.
I remember when Bill Clinton got into trouble for his fundraising. But I asked President Clinton, are you afraid you're going to be indicted? He looked at me and laughed and goes,
you really do work for Fox, don't you?
It was a wonderful moment because it was a question that would be on everybody's mind, but no one would want to ask. It's been an amazing, incredible journey for me personally. And as a broadcast journalist, you can't get any better than that.
Celebrate 25 years with America's News Channel. Hashtag Fox News 25. This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1982. The death of John Belushi.
Our paramedics responded to a home in the Hollywood Hills. After a short time, had to pronounce the victim dead.
I came because I believe that the nuclear arms race has got to end for the sake of the world.
To be a part of the group of people that are supportive of what we are about, namely stopping the nuclear arms race.
Count number one, not guilty by reason of insanity. A look of wonder came to the faces of John Hinckley's parents. That's the count charging him with attempting to kill the President of the United States.
At the conclusion of tonight's game between the Giants and the Packers, all NFL training facilities will be struck.
I'm just very happy the patient is doing as well as he's doing right now.
It's very obvious that these capsules were tampered with. It was not an accidental thing. It was not a product defect. It was willful and wanton.
News as it happens then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice. Early voting is now underway for Minnesota residents who will decide the fate of the Minneapolis Police Department. Voters are getting a jump start on a November ballot initiative to replace the city's police force with a new Department of Public Safety. The controversial proposal follows more than a year of tension after the death of George Floyd in May 2020. Early voting in Minnesota began just days after the U.S. Department of Justice last week announced it will limit the use of chokeholds and no-knock warrants. Building trust and confidence between law enforcement and the public we serve is central to our mission at the Justice Department, Attorney General Merrick Garland said in a release highlighting the new policy. Earlier this summer, the DOJ announced more federal agents will wear body cameras for transparency. In Washington, David Spunt, Fox News.
Show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
By the way, I'm glad you're better.
Thank you.
It only lasted a day.
You're probably the only one at CNN that's glad.
No. We're not.
The rest of them are all lying about me taking horse medication. And we should talk about that.
That bothered you.
It should bother you, too. They're lying at your network about people taking human drugs versus drugs from veterinary.
Calling it a horse dewormer is not a flattering thing.
It's a lie. It's a lie on a news network. That's a lie that they're conscious of. It's not a mistake.
Yeah.
They're unfavorably framing it as veterinary medicine.
So that is just a little of the back and forth that went on for 3 hours with Sanjay Gupta as he's trying to sell his book on the number one podcast in the country. And I think people are just realizing over the last year, my opinion, that Joe Rogan matters. You're not going to intimidate him. You're not going to minimize him. He got $100 million for a reason. And when he's a UFC guy who's also a stand-up comedian. He's also an actor who had this idea before podcasting was cool and profitable. And now he's benefiting from it, but he's also taking on his critics. And I don't think people know how to handle him. Howard Kurtz would know better. He's the host of Media Buzz on Sundays from 11 to 12. You can follow him at Howard Kurtz. Howard, thanks for joining us. What is your take on this give and take?
First of all, I don't know if I can handle Joe Rogan for 3 hours either. He probably beat me into submission.
Oh, not verbally.
Joe Rogan absolutely eviscerated Sanjay Gupta in this interview. I mean, Gupta was battered and bloodied. It was a fight. They would have had to stop it. I mean, over and over again, Rogan said, your network lied about me. They said I took horse dewormer. Of course, that was the derogatory term for ivermectin. And to do that at a time when the guy had gotten COVID and was sick tells you a lot about CNN. That's not the time to be hitting below the belt, to extend the boxing analogy.
So a couple of things. He was really insulted, but he stood up for a lot of people. And one of the big things with me, what I get, Howard, you probably get it everywhere too, is all educational levels, all ages. Why are people running from therapeutics? No one ever wants to talk about how to treat it if you get it. They just want to say, get vaccinated. And they don't want to ever talk about any after effects or what could happen if you get it and some downsides to getting the vaccination. No, they didn't want to talk about breakthroughs until the numbers got so great. What was the background story in ivermectin is stunning. Senator Ron Johnson has this doctor out that's had success with it at a Senate hearing, and it was taken down off YouTube. And every time he brought it up, MSNBC and CNN would minimize it as horse dewormer, and they say it's horse drugs. And Joe Rogan's right. That is not how you describe ivermectin.
You know, first of all, it's no secret why CNN people would mock Rogan for taking ivermectin. They don't like his politics, and they try to use him as a punching bag. But he, as you just pointed out, has a pretty big platform to fight back. Not everybody, you know, can take on CNN that way. I give Gupta credit for going into the lion's den. But, man, he just was unable to defend when Rogan said again and again, your network lied about me. He had nothing to defend. Now, it is fair to point out the FDA says ivermectin is not effective against COVID-19. But it's not like it's some crazy drug. It's a drug, as Rogan pointed out. The scientist behind it won the Nobel Prize for its treatment against malaria. A lot of people think it works. A lot of experts don't, but that's part of the debate.
All right, so here's more from that give and take with Sanjay Gupta and Joe Rogan.
It can be used for humans. I get it.
Could be used for humans. Mm-hmm. Is often used for humans along with all the other drugs I took. All human drugs.
Yes.
They know it's a human drug.
It's right.
But they lied.
The thing
is, it's defamatory.
It is, they shouldn't have done that.
It's defamatory, right?
Well, I don't know if it's defamatory.
I bet it is.
Well, I'm not a lawyer.
It's a lie.
Well, see, here's the thing. You can have nuanced discussions about this.
No,
right?
You can't.
Yeah, you
can. You can't have nuanced discussions about lying about someone taking horse dewormer. But my point is, you're working for a news organization. If they're lying about a comedian taking horse medication, what are they telling us about Russia? What are they telling us about Syria? Do you understand that that's why people get concerned about the veracity of the news?
See, he's just speaking for a lot of people. He never come out and says, "I know everything. I'm the oracle of wisdom." He talks like a normal guy who is very well read, and he's got a huge platform. I personally don't think, Howard, you know more network people than I do. I think people for a long time could not handle cable. They thought cable was something you do if you can't get a network job. They came around on that. Like movie actors said, you don't only do television if you can't get a movie, and they came around on that. I don't think people know what to make of this podcast.
Well, first of all, Joe Rogan has 200 million listeners a month on Spotify,
yeah.
So he is huge. He's bigger than any single cable show, actually.
Yep.
And obviously the people who tune in, they, you know, it's a long podcast. People invest. They listen for a long time. That clip you just played when Gupta had to say, you know, well, they shouldn't have done that. I mean, he couldn't even defend his own network. And I think when Rogan said, well, they're lying about me, about this, you know, how do we know they're telling the truth about Russia? How do we know they're telling the truth about that? This is why it erodes your credibility when people who are anchors and reporters, not even necessarily commentators, you know, use snarky language, make fun of somebody who just got sick because he didn't get the vaccine. In fact, Rogan said he tried to get vaccine, didn't work out, but he wasn't necessarily against vaccines. He really struck a blow against the network's credibility there.
All right. The other big story, I think, one thing, I just want to get your overall take. I have not read Katie Couric's book, but I might as well have, with all the excerpts I've read.
Right.
What do you think her approach was to writing it? I remember, forget that Charles Barkley had a biography. He did his autobiography and then had to run from it. Goes, yeah, I didn't really write anything. Some of this stuff there, I shouldn't, you know, shouldn't be in the book. Kind of ran from his autobiography. I'm wondering, does Katie Couric know what she's doing and what she did? What was the purpose of this?
I would say, first of all, to sell books. I would say, second of all, to get her back into the national conversation. Remember, this is a woman who was the very popular co-host of the Today Show, the somewhat less popular anchor of the CBS Evening News. And she's kind of low visibility these days. But she settled so many scores in this book, and I have talked and written about the fact that, you know, she admits that she froze out certain women who she viewed as competitors, like Ashley Banfield, that she said she sent Matt Lauer "I love you" texts after he was fired by NBC for sexual harassment, and she's trying to walk that back now in People magazine. But by far the biggest story is the one I came rushing into Fox yesterday to do this story for Special Report, and that is Katie Couric, these are her words, not mine, admitting that she selectively edited an interview she did with Yahoo with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. This wasn't like, well, we cut this for time because we only had 2 minutes on the air. It's a half-hour interview on Yahoo. It could have gone on forever. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the late Supreme Court justice, talked in a very disparaging way about Colin Kaepernick and other NFL players who were taking a knee to protest the national anthem. And Katie Couric says she wanted to protect Ginsburg because she was a big RBG fan. These are all her words. And she thought that Ginsburg had a blind spot when it came to racial justice, so she cut that part of the interview out, and that is journalistic malpractice, my friend.
And so here it is, in 2016, and I'm trying to make heads or tails how you could define better for me. This is, I think, what was posted, not what the raw interview was. I don't know if that exists or is out there. So she kind of put up the part when they talked about flag burning and kind of got past the kneeling. Listen to this.
It's dumb and disrespectful. I would have the same answer if you asked me about flag burning. I said, I think it's a terrible thing to do, but I wouldn't lock a person up. If they want to be stupid, there's no law that should be prevented. If they want to be arrogant, there's no law that prevents them from that.
So I have a hard time. You know, it looks like flag burning. I don't really know what she's talking about. Maybe this excerpt, this is what's available. Maybe this is out of context. What do you know?
No, that was what actually was posted by Yahoo. So she does have Ginsburg taking shots at the Kaepernick and company. But then there was the part, and this is from Couric's own book, where Ginsburg went on to say that these people, essentially she didn't use this word, you know, called them punks, you know, they're disrespecting a government that made it possible for their parents and grandparents to live a nice life. And this is when then the Supreme Court spokesperson called Katie the day after the thing was taped and said, you know, she misspoke. She didn't understand the question. You can tell from what you just played. She understands the question perfectly fine. She was 83 years old at the time, but she was a member of the high court. And Couric said she was conflicted. She didn't know what to do. And ultimately, she decided, again, this is her word, to protect Ruth Bader Ginsburg against what would have been a huge backlash from some of her liberal fans. Seeing her go off on these mostly black football players.
Interesting. I just don't see the advantage, so she hurts her own credibility in saying this. And you don't know how many other things that she edited out now brings up everything else into fray and makes you want to question. The other major story is the Hunter Biden story suddenly got traction in places beyond Fox News and the New York Post. And now also people are talking about his art. And she, Jen Psaki, getting questions other than Fox News reporters on Hunter Biden's mysterious art career that suddenly has him getting thousands of dollars. And who are these people buying this art? And why don't we know their names? Why would anyone buy Hunter Biden's art at all? And either President Obama's ethics czar even brought up he's got a problem with that. And Jen Psaki should be answering the questions. Why are people interested now?
For one thing, it's such a blatant conflict of interest, and it's easy to understand. This is not about Burisma and who got the contract and that's, you know, in Ukraine and all of that. Hunter Biden is making these paintings, selling them for $75,000 a pop. The White House assured us he wouldn't know who was buying the paintings, so therefore there wouldn't be any question that the person might be trying to curry favor with his dad, the President of the United States, except then he went and mingled. There were photographs with a bunch of people who were checking out the art. And I think, can you imagine, Brian, if Don Jr. or Eric Trump, while their dad was president, paintings and selling it for a lot of money, the media would have gone nuts. I'm glad it's getting a little more traction, but it's nothing like the political earthquake that would have happened if this had happened under Donald Trump. And so I think it's embarrassing enough that the press is like, I guess we ought to do a little bit on this because it is the president's son, after all.
Amazing. And Howard, also, Howie Kurtz, our guest, Media Buzz on Sundays at 11. Sharon Osbourne also is speaking up about what happened with her and why she got fired from the talk. She was speaking with Megyn Kelly on her podcast.
They got a coup by getting the Oprah, Meghan and Harry interview. And they put so much into it. The whole world was watching. It was kind of what they needed was the jewel in the crown. And you just look at it business-wise for them. The network was failing, and this was their big coup. And to them, it was like, it's untouchable. You cannot say anything against that interview. And because Piers Morgan was saying what he felt about it in a negative way, and I was standing behind them, I don't think they liked it at all, because this was their coup. This was bringing them back.
She's probably, is there any problem with her explanation? I think she's 100% right, but why get rid of somebody that was such a vital part of a successful afternoon show?
I think she got totally got the shaft. I mean, she'd been there for a decade. She was an important part of that CBS talk show. And yes, I mean, what did she do? I mean, this notion that the things she had said were racist, that wasn't true at all. She, as she just said, she defended Piers Morgan and taking on somebody who's apparently untouchable in certain circles, and that's Meghan Markle. You got into a lot of the backstabbing, and she said she wasn't briefed on the topic and so forth. But even if you think that she went too far in her comments on the air, does that warrant firing her, pushing her out, making her give up a job that she had where she, she was a major attraction on that show? Is anyone talking about that show? No, I don't know. I haven't heard anything about it.
Ever.
I think – she feels that there was a double standard employed in her case, and Sharon Osbourne making the case quite elegantly to our former colleague Megyn Kelly. I think she's right, and I won't be surprised if somebody else snatches her up.
Yeah, it's been a while, and Piers Morgan, I guess he's joined us, so he's on some role, and they were both very popular. I guess he was number one, brought that whole show back in the morning. They were willing to get rid of him. And Sharon Osbourne.
Yeah, well, Piers kind of walked off the set. So
yeah.
In a way, he was being provocative there. But I'm glad he's joined Fox because now we can say whatever he wants.
Yep, he'll have the freedom to do it. He used to work with you, so it'll be almost a reunion. You, Hemmer, and him could talk about Larry King stories. Howie, thanks so much. I appreciate it. I'll be watching you.
Always good to talk to you, Brian.
Go get him. Back in a moment. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Don't go anywhere. Brian Kilmeade will be right back.
If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market, all-time highs every day. U.S. debt, never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
So as you guys know, Mark's gone.
The float artist at Fred's Floral just took off days before the parade. They need a replacement before business passes them by.
And who am I going to get to finish the float?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Halloween is right around the corner, and it's easy to get caught up overspending for the holiday. But with some creative thinking, you can avoid the festive money traps. So maybe skip the store-bought costume and search your closet for something you can turn into a cool or spooky outfit. And instead of party shops, check out beauty and or drugstores for a better selection and prices for makeup. And shop at discount stores like Dollar Tree or Five Below for seasonal decor and try making decorations yourself. And you don't have to waste a lot of money buying tons of bags of candy. How about handing out stickers, spider rings, or glow-in-the-dark bracelets? The cost of those items may be comparable to candy, but you can save leftovers for next year. And check out your city's free events calendar and bring the kids to local fall festivals and costume parades. Or have them invite their friends over for pumpkin carving, a Halloween-themed arts and crafts session, or a scary movie marathon. There's lots of ways to have a fun Halloween on a budget just by getting creative. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. It's a COVID controversy in Illinois.
I don't know that we were really trying to make a statement. It sounded funny to us, so we did it.
Homeowners Ted and Juanita Sig putting up a coronavirus Halloween-themed display in their yard, with each sign on a gravestone representing the death of an anti-COVID and anti-vaccine belief.
Right up the street, there are signs, you know, unmask the children, keep them at school unmasked. But we all have the right to express our opinion. That doesn't mean we have the right to destroy somebody else's opinion.
The Sigs had to file a police report and repaint some of their signs, which were vandalized just a few hours after being put up. They say the display was meant to be more fun than serious, and they hope it does encourage people to get vaccinated.
We thought if there was vandalism again, we thought about putting up a free speech on one and setting it in there.
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
He'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Welcome back, everyone. 1-866-408-7669. The President of the United States is going to be speaking about vaccines today, so I'm tingling. It's going to be fascinating. I'll be on at 1:30, by the way, with John Roberts on the 5 tomorrow. And if you want to find out where I'll be, because I'm going to be in Manhasset and Staten Island, November 3rd and 4th, go to BrianKilmeade.com and just go grab tickets so we have a reservation for you. Now let's find out if there's more to know.
More to know. Sponsored by Oxford Gold Group. Call today to learn how you can protect your retirement and savings account. 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-G-O-L-D.
Now moccasins are racist. A popular brand called the Mini Tonka issued a statement Monday admitting the company had made money through appropriation of Native American culture over the last 75 years. The CEO, David Miller, admitted his firm is not a Native-owned business and promised to do more to support indigenous communities in the future. What are you talking about? I can't make German potato salad because I didn't invent it? I mean, what are you talking about? You can't wear... I don't understand this. You can't make your own version of a hot dog because the Germans invented it. It was called the Frankenfurter.
It's just... All these companies just caved to this pressure. Did you even hear any uproar for this fire?
I never heard an uproar over the Redskins unless some other people brought it up. And next thing you know, they had most Indian tribes actually wanted to leave it. Next, back to Earth, William Shatner lands, 90 years old, the oldest person ever in space, as he and three others spend 3 minutes, goes 62 miles above Earth. Jeff Bezos hugged him as he cried.
Do we have any of that?
We do.
What you have given me is the most profound experience I can imagine. I'm so filled with emotion about what just happened. I just, it's extraordinary. I hope I never recover from this.
He's emotional, but he's also an actor. I think it was great that he went to space.
He's 90. I mean, shouldn't we all just like strive to be like that at 90?
I know. He's very on his game, so no question. The other thing is, I like that we're creating a whole other industry, but Elizabeth Warren was on The View condemning billionaires are going to space instead of paying taxes.
It's ridiculous.
Like, we're creating something new. Can't people ever be happy?
And innovative. Agreed. My question is, who's Bezos going to put on the next flight that's going to beat Shatner?
Right to this topic. Listen to this. Prince William slams billionaires for having a space race while the Earth is blowing up. Cut 37.
You know, we are seeing a rise in climate anxiety. You know, young people now are growing up where their futures are basically being threatened the whole time. It's very unnerving and it's very, you know, anxiety making. We need some of the world's greatest brains and minds fixed on trying to repair this planet, not trying to find the next place to go and live.
That's his idea. No one gets up in the morning worried about the climate. You know why he worries about it? Because everything's been done for him. He's all done. He's not worried about his bills, so he can worry about the Earth.
Maybe the kids are so anxiety-ridden because they're getting pushed all this junk in school and by everyone else. If people weren't focused on that all the time, the kids wouldn't be so worried.
I don't want to tell you as a parent, but you should watch for your kids. I don't want any of them coming home telling you about how the Earth is heating up. 1 degree. Eric, make sure.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Due to the volatility in the geopolitical landscape and impacts of COVID variants, it's virtually impossible to guess what the market will do next. With VantagePoint, you don't have to. Want to see the next big stock market moves in advance? Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our AI analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, Forex, futures, or crypto, VantagePoint's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to protect your capital and maximize gains. Text the word money to 813-813 and time your entries and exits to perfection. Don't wait. Text money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of VantagePoint.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Democratic nominee and 42nd President of the United States, Bill Clinton, addressed the Democratic Convention in 1992 at Madison Square Garden in New York City.
Let it be our cause that we give this child a country that is coming together, not coming apart. A country of boundless hopes and endless dreams. A country that once again lifts its people and inspires the world. Let that be our cause, our commitment, and our new covenant. My fellow Americans, I end tonight where it all began for me. I still believe in a place called hope. God bless you, and God bless America.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. Three Harris County, Texas deputies were shot in an ambush attack early Saturday morning that left one of them dead. 30-year-old deputy Kareem Atkins died from his gunshot injuries. The other deputy shot are in the ICU at Herman Hospital. Houston Police Executive Assistant Chief James Jones says the three constables were working an extra security job at a bar when they went outside to respond to what seemed like a robbery.
We believe they were ambushed and shot from behind with a suspect with a rifle.
Harris County Precinct 4 Constable Mark Herman says it's probably one of the toughest days of his career.
It's a tragedy in that, you know, I got a dad there that I had to talk to. I've got a wife there, and they got a deceased son and husband.
A person of interest was taken into custody at the scene. In a speech at the 40th Annual National Peace Officers Memorial Service, President Biden says the public doesn't fully understand what we expect of our law enforcement officers.
We expect everything of you, and it's beyond the capacity of anyone to meet the total expectations.
The president spoke at the 40th Annual National Peace Officers Memorial Service to remember the 491 law enforcement officers who died in the line of duty in 2019 and 2020. The use of alternative treatments for COVID-19 is the latest pandemic issue judges are being asked to rule on.
At least two dozen lawsuits have been filed around the U.S., several by the same lawyer, on behalf of people seeking to force hospitals to give their COVID-stricken loved ones ivermectin. The drug is used for treating parasitic infections, but it's been promoted as a COVID-19 treatment. Court rulings have been mixed, with some judges ordering medical providers to give the medication, despite the concerns. I'm Ben Thomas.
More of these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
A customs dispute at the U.S.-Canada border is threatening America's supply of a key fish used for popular products like fish sticks and fast food sandwiches.
The Alaska pollock has a complicated supply chain. After being caught, it's transported by ship to New Brunswick, Canada, near the border with Maine. Then it crosses into the U.S. on trucks. The U.S. Customs and Border Agency alleges that shippers are violating the Jones Act, which requires a good ship between U.S. ports be transported on U.S.-owned ships. The dispute has left 26 million pounds of fish in cold storage in Canada.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The Biden Supreme Court Commission seems to reject court packing. Democratic activists' initial reaction to the commission's draft was not positive, concluding that the commission has an apparent reluctance to endorse court packing. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A 41-year-old man who was 13 when he killed a 4-year-old boy with a rock in western New York has been granted parole. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Eric Smith had made 10 appearances before the parole board and was always turned down. This last time, his 11th, was earlier in the month, and the Department of Corrections says he was granted release, getting out as early as November 17. Smith was convicted of murder for luring Derek Roby into the woods and striking the 4-year-old's head with a rock in 1993. Roby's parents always opposed his killer's release, but would not comment to the media on the latest decision. The case garnered national attention because of the ages of the boys. There was also a widely seen photo of a redheaded Smith in court wearing a Bugs Bunny sweatshirt. Julie Walker, New York.
More of these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Fall sometimes brings us smoke and ash. This is one of those years, and the health of you and your car is very important. At Premier Oil Change, our 30-point certified service will not only check the fluids in your vehicle, but will make sure to reach the areas that ash, soot, and smoke can tax, like your engine's air filter. We also check your in-cabin air filter to help the quality of air that your family breathes. This is all part of our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Services require no appointment. Wait in the comfort of your own car with free Wi-Fi and beverage. Don't forget about Premier Oil Change Rewards Program. You earn points for every dollar you spend. Add to that, free fluid top-ups. Now that's service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Patterson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, giving you opinions and facts with a positive approach, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for being here, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. Thrilled to have Joe Lieberman just out of bed and on our line. We'll be with him in a second. And Brett Baer at the bottom of the hour. He's got a great book out, To Rescue the Republic, Ulysses S. Grant, The Fragile Union, and the Crisis of 1876. That'll be coming your way. I know our audience love history, at least I hope. My book comes out November 2nd, and it's going to be The President and the Freedom Fighter. So I think you're going to love that, too. I find, too, that we have a lot to discuss today. A lot of things are unwinding. The one amazing thing about doing this show and working at this network, you never know what the major story is going to be. I never thought I'd be talking about cargo ships. I never thought I'd be talking about the price of meat and milk. I really came into Fox after inflation was a factor. That has all changed. It's affecting all of us. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
So a federal source was able to leak us some pretty eye-opening documents, and what they show is that the Biden administration has released more than 70,000 illegal immigrants into the country just in the last 2 months alone. Former Border Patrol Chief Rodney Scott, he only granted 5 to 10 paroles per year. The Biden administration just did 32,000 in 2 months.
Nobody's got better reporting on the border than us. That's Bill Malusian. Now we have the numbers, and it's borderline criminal. You just heard him. Hundreds of thousands of illegals have been strategically scattered across the country, and thousands more on the way to your neighborhood. The Mayorkas mayhem is only going to get worse.
Number two.
The vaccine mandates, what they've done is they've taken working class people who work through the whole epidemic, firefighters, doctors you just heard, nurses, airline workers, many of them got COVID, they're immune. And we treated them like heroes last year, and now we're treating them like pariahs this year.
Jay Vachihara on Laura Ingraham last night talking about the massive vax mandates and the backlash. The mandate mania may be popular in the polls, but we are paying the price across this country. Cops, pilots, medical professionals, armed forces are balking at the demand. Not in great numbers, but enough to affect how we live. And soon, we'll walk away from their jobs or be fired. Has anyone thought this through?
Number one.
Can this administration guarantee that holiday packages will arrive on time?
We are not the Postal Service or UPS or FedEx. We cannot guarantee.
Economy is reeling with inflation rising, gas prices soaring, supply chains backlogs, and goods stuck in ports. President Biden springs into action by blaming and threatening the group that could save him. And that's private business. What a leader. Joining me now, a good friend of his, Joe Lieberman, former U.S. Senator from Connecticut. Now, I believe, Senator, you live in New York, correct?
I do. My wife and I followed the migratory pattern of grandparents, which is that we moved to the closest accumulation of grandchildren. So we lived near two kids and five grandchildren.
Fantastic. Hey, yeah. Senator, just for you, like every time I talk to you, I've been meaning to ask you this. Do you miss being a playmaker, a decision maker on a daily basis? Do you miss the pace?
So it's a great question. Every now and then I read something, I hear something, and I say, damn it, I wish I was there. I would have tried to do something different. And always trying to work across party lines because that's the only way you really get anything done. But in the end, I had 24 years in the Senate. It was an honor. It was a privilege. And honestly, it was time for me to move on to something else. So bottom line, I'm lucky to be out here living and enjoying the life that I do.
So when you go shopping, Joe Lieberman, as a former senator, you'll yes. notice that bacon's up 20%, steak's up 22%, gas up 42%, lodging up 20%, car rental's up 42%. We've got a massive chip shortage. I was just in high school and grade school when inflation was a big deal and interest rates were high. Everyone talked about inflation. That has not been the story. How do you attack this? How would Joe Lieberman marshal an attack plan on this?
Yeah, probably I'm not prepared to give you a really full answer, but you're right. I mean, I follow it, And, you know, there were terrible inflation. I mean, the thing that comes to mind probably most clearly was during the Carter administration. And we don't want to go anywhere back toward there on the economy. But some of it is a natural reaction to the pandemic and the disruption of the whole global economy. Some of it is just bad planning. How are we going to deal with it? I tell you, I'll go to something you said in the lead-in, Brian. It's not that business does everything right. Business occasionally needs to be regulated, et cetera, et cetera. But when you have a problem like inflation, which is a big economic problem, it can really hurt people's lives just because everything will cost more. The government's got to work with business to come up with a solution. Some of the businesses themselves, as you've seen, are beginning to take action themselves to increase the supply of goods to them, break the supply chain gridlock, which is increasing inflation, and deliver their products. But honestly, private-public sector partnerships are the way for this to go. Maybe the Fed has some role right on interest rates, but I tell you, this is the, in a way, it's the hidden tax, and it's a big tax when inflation raises the cost of everything. And incidentally, one of the things that probably happens when that happens is that the stock markets go down, and that affects everybody's sense of financial security.
Yeah, so I mean, Senator, you know what it's like.
Time to pull together.
Yeah. Yeah. Senator, you know what it's like to have a campaign. You think to yourself, okay, I'm going to be pro-Iraq war. I'm going to be strong on defense. I'm going to talk about social programs. But when inflation hits, there's no 30-second ad that's going to assuage that feeling of paying more for less. And that's what people are reacting to now. And I want to get you to how it could be played out in the Virginia race. But I want you to hear the president yesterday, cut three.
If federal support is needed, I will direct all appropriate action. And if the private sector doesn't step up, we're going to call them out and ask them to act. Because our goal is not only to get through this immediate bottleneck, but to address the long-standing weaknesses in our transportation supply chain that this pandemic has exposed.
If the private sector doesn't step up, I mean, the private sector, UPS, FedEx, you have all these CEOs there, they're stepping up. You've asked them 9 months into your administration to do something, and basically you got the unions to work 24 hours, and they're getting paid to do it. So I just don't understand the tone.
Yeah, well, it was a little, I mean, I think overall the step that he announced yesterday was good, and it was great that he brought in the leaders of those really important businesses to our country. But, you know, you're right, Brian, they were stepping up by the fact that they were there. And you want to create a sense of partnership. Incidentally, they want to break the supply chain gridlock. They don't want to face inflation, because ultimately it hurts their business and sales as well. So, you know, there is a tendency in politics and now in this administration to sort of pick on your favorite targets, whether they deserve it or not. And again, I say business obviously needs some rules that govern what they do. But in an economic crisis, don't go into it. And this inflation might become an economic crisis in a fight mode with business. You got to make them your partner, excuse me, or else you're not going to work your way out of it. And the other problem is you may try to work your way out of it with a total government solution. And generally speaking, that doesn't work in America. Never has.
Senator Joe Lieberman with me now. So, Senator, you know the first thing the president did is sign a whole bunch of executive orders, stop drilling in federal land, and stop the XL pipeline. He stopped into a couple more since. So even the drilling and the fracking that's happening, there's no way to transport it effectively, especially with lack of truck drivers. That's adding to the fact that there's a global shortage of natural gas and oil. It's now up to $80 a barrel. They're even suffering that in China and in India. The White House reportedly is, according to Reuters, asked the U.S. oil and gas companies to help lower fuel costs and to pump more. I mean, isn't this an example of an agenda and an ideology hurting the country instead of being practical in the Oval Office? He was ideological, and that is why we're spending $5.25 in New York City for a gallon of gas, and the Russians are benefiting and the Iranians are benefiting from $80 a barrel.
I know. I must say, every time I read those oil prices or gas prices, I think that our enemies.
Yes.
Just where you say it, Iran and Russia are getting richer as a result, doing nothing. I mean, look, with the whole. Everybody knows. sorry that we. We've got to transition to a more diverse energy economy, and we're doing it. Look at all the electric cars and all the rest. A lot of that, incidentally, is coming from the private sector because they see the market changing.
Yep.
But something that's happened over the last 5 or 10 years, it's really a miracle, is the technological advances that have made the United States, again, this enormous producer of energy. And in this moment, that's a national strength. So I understand over the long term we're going to diminish our reliance on fossil fuels, but right now the ability to produce gas and oil in the United States is a big deal for our economy, and frankly it's a big deal for our security, because we keep the prices down globally, and we diminish the support in a way we're giving to our enemies in the world. So I hope that happens. You could see the president going two ways in that statement you just read about energy, Biden. And honestly, the president has to be the leader. I saw him often be in the Senate when I served with him for 24 years. He's got a lot of big problems he's facing. And to solve them and to give the leadership he wants, he's got to make some people unhappy.
Yes.
He's making people unhappy now, but the question is, who is he making unhappy? And, you know, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I think the left wing of the Democratic Party has influence in our government today and in the Democratic Party way beyond their numbers and way beyond what's best for the future of America. So I hope that Joe Biden, that I knew was basically center-left, not left-left, will emerge with some strength in the months ahead, because that's what America needs in the White House.
But he's not. And I'll give you an example. When I heard this, when I heard Joe Manchin say this, I thought of you. And this is the way the Democratic Party, I thought, was. Listen.
I've never been a liberal in any way, shape, or the form. There's no one has ever thought I was. I've been a governor, I've been state secretary of state, I've been state legislature, I've been a U.S. senator, and I have voted pretty consistently all my whole life. I don't fault any of them who believe that they're much more progressive and much more liberal. God bless them. And all they need to do is, we have to elect more, I guess, for them to get theirs, elect more liberals.
So he's standing his ground, he's saying, what happened to the moderate? I think on some level he's saying, the president used to be like me.
Yeah.
So what happened? And the thing is, he doesn't recognize his own party. Do you?
Well, I worry about it. I mean, it's changed a lot. Look, I became a Democrat a long time ago under the influence of President John F. Kennedy. And there was a great combination, I'd say, center-left on social issues, sort of moderate on economic issues, and probably conservative on foreign policy and national security. It's all changed. And Joe Manchin has cast some votes that I would say are liberal, so did I. But we also felt the independence to be different and center or right when we thought that was best for the country. And what's happened today, in some ways it's happening in both parties, there begin to be litmus tests within the party. You've got to be 100% or you're not a good member of the party. And that's not the way the parties have functioned best in American history. You know, there's a great, great line from President Reagan, who, as you know, Brian, started out as a Democrat. And somebody asked him, why'd you become a Republican? Why'd you leave the Democratic Party? He said, I didn't leave the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party left me. And there's a lot of Democrats now who are beginning to feel that about some of the policy positions that some of the left wing of the Democratic Party in Congress are advocating on domestic and foreign policy. We're not a socialist country.
And let me get Senator, let me just get full circle, because we're basically out of time. And our first litmus test is this governor's race in Virginia. And basically, Terry McAuliffe was caught talking to donors saying, I can't have President Biden show up. He's too unpopular. Even though President Obama does not get along with Terry McAuliffe famously, he's going to try to help him out for the good of his party. And this education thing, I think, is real. What are you going to be looking for, besides win and loss, with the McAuliffe situation for the future of the Democratic Party?
Heck of a question, because Terry McAuliffe was a really popular governor. So This is a real choice people have in Virginia. It's going to say a lot, and this is a very simplistic answer. But if Terry McAuliffe loses, even though he's not a left-wing Democrat, it'll be a sign that people in Virginia, which has trended Democratic in recent elections, really are worried about the direction of the National Democratic Party. And all the issues, education and the rest, the woke culture and all of that, is important, but it's all part of a larger picture. Where are the voters, including particularly independents and people who describe themselves as moderates, voted in that Virginia gubernatorial election? Biden won the moderate self-described against Trump in 20 by a lot. If the moderates begin to move toward the Republican candidate in Virginia, that is a red alert to the Democratic Party.
For the House and Senate.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Senator Joe Lieberman, if he's in a rush, that means one grandkid is in trouble and he's helping out, so get out of his way. Joe Lieberman, right, thanks so much.
God bless. See you.
You got it. He's also chairman of the United Against Nuclear Iran, which we are. When we come back, I'll take your calls. I see you up there already. 1-866-408-7669. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market, all-time highs every day. U.S. debt, never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
But we have a truck leaving with a big order on Tuesday.
Tina's floor manager retired, leaving her tortilla factory flat out.
What do you mean she's on a silent retreat?
She must fill the role and all those orders.
I'll receive production.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, so I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A Michigan police officer who went above and beyond the call of duty makes today's Dean's List. Sterling Heights Police Department released a video of a traffic stop. In the video, Officer Kevin Coates makes contact with the driver, who police identify as David. Officer Coates asks David what was going on. Visibly distraught, the man says, "Everything is going wrong." Choking back tears, he told Officer Coates that his wife wasn't well and their adult son is mentally ill. He told the officer he was upset because he bought a TV for his wife to make her happy, but was having problems installing it. Officer Coates let David off with a warning and told him he would stop by his house later that evening to help him set up the TV. Kevin and two other officers arrived at David's house to set up the television. A spokesperson for the police department thanked the officers for doing an outstanding job and said how proud they are of their men and women for the day-to-day moments that don't get publicized. Officer Coates, thank you for spreading kindness. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with our Fox Fall Movie Preview look at highly anticipated films in October and November with Fandango's Eric Davis.
If you're a family, then you're in luck. You have a sequel to The Addams Family. This one will show the Addams Family sort of going on a journey together, and lots of laughs will ensue there. If you are a superhero fan, you have Venom, Let There Be Carnage. This is a sequel to Venom, the hit movie that almost grossed $1 billion worldwide. Michael Myers is back in Halloween Kills, which we'll have to see him, and Jamie Lee Curtis also returns for that one.
Now, November notables, starting with a huge Marvel film.
Yeah, this is a big Marvel movie. Eternals introduces a whole new ensemble of Marvel heroes led by Gemma Chan and Angelina Jolie. We also have the Ghostbusters return in Ghostbusters Afterlife. We also have King Richard, where Will Smith plays the father of Venus and Serena Williams in that real-life tale.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1995. Mike Tyson.
In the last 3 years, I had the chance to reflect on my life and develop my mind, and I will continue my journey to making myself a better person.
Frustrating for firefighters because there are some areas where we're reaching and touching people, but we just can't get to them.
The bombing in Oklahoma City was an attack on innocent children and defenseless citizens. It was an act of cowardice, and it was evil.
I did not, nor to my knowledge, did anyone else in the White House destroy, mishandle, or misappropriate any document in Vincent Foster's office.
The White House has contended that the Clintons were passive investors in Whitewater. The facts are otherwise.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
News as it happens then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk. Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
So a federal source was able to leak us some pretty eye-opening documents, and what they show is that the Biden administration has released more than 70,000 illegal immigrants into the country just in the last 2 months alone. So let's show you some of what we're talking about. If we can pull up this first graphic, one thing that jumped out to us, just since August 6th, the administration has released about 32,000 people into the country by granting them parole. That gives them temporary legal status and also allows them to apply for work permits. But under federal law, it's very strict guidelines. It's supposed to only be on a case-by-case basis for urgent humanitarian reasons or significant public benefit. Just to put it in perspective for you, former Border Patrol Chief Rodney Scott, who served under Trump and Biden, said he only granted 5 to 10 paroles per year as a sector chief. According to these documents, the Biden administration just did 32,000 in 2 months.
Do you believe what's going on here? Bill Malusian's unwinding this because the Border Patrol is helping. The Texas National Guard is working with us. They're law enforcement. They don't care about politics. Who cares who they voted for? They want people who are going to back them up. They want good policies. If they go wrong, they want to change. They want sincerity. Bill Malusian doing a great job on the border. I just wanted to share that with you. Steve is listening on the Fox News Radio app in Massachusetts. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning, Brian. You know, it's funny. The first segment you had is exactly what I called for with Joe Lieberman. You know, Brian, I've been in the transportation industry for 34 years. I'd like you to do us all a favor and pass a message on to some of these Democrats. I don't know if it's Joe Biden's stupidity or the people who are overseeing him, but I hate to tell them that companies like mine, since 2019, okay, we worked a lot of hours for Christmas, got our job done, and then we move into returns for January and February, and then what happens in April of 2020? COVID hits. People are stuck home, and now they relied on a transportation industry to get them their food.
Yeah, and it's amazing, Steve, because they're belligerent to you guys instead of complimenting you guys.
Fox News celebrates 25 years.
I'm Trace Gallagher, and I've been at Fox News Channel for 25 years. I remember having this conversation with a guy who wrote an article on the early years of Fox News Channel, and he referred to people as the cable cowboys. He said, you guys are doing things that nobody's ever done. They have so far uncovered some 30 explosive devices. You would do this live shot, and you would take people on this tour, but network television had never seen any of this stuff.
And you can see he's at speeds now of upwards of 110 miles
per
hour.
We got great at breaking news, and it was just this kind of amazing drama that nobody ever put on television before. And it was one of those things where there were no rules, and we prayed and crossed our fingers for breaking news because it would fill airtime, and people loved it. That was groundbreaking. They'd never done it before. And now, you think love us or hate us, it has become this cultural phenomenon.
Celebrate 25 years with America's News Channel. Hashtag Fox News 25. Fox News celebrates 25 years.
My name is Stuart Varney, and I've been at Fox for 18 years. On day one, the first thing out of the producer's mouth was, look, we don't want to talk about Wall Street. We don't talk about the Federal Reserve. We don't want any elite language. I said, oh, this place is for me. So where do we start? All right, let's start with your money. First off, it seemed to me right from the start that Fox was interested in what I could communicate. I want to be real clear about this. Profits are spectacular. And this is the important point, how I could communicate the excitement of money. Blockbuster numbers this morning. Fox is not really interested in my accent or which college I went to. What they care about is communicating with real Americans. And man, did I feel at home.
Hashtag Fox News 25. Fox News celebrates 25 years.
I'm Alicia Acuna, and I've been at Fox News for 24 years. I was a local reporter and anchor in Fresno, California, 27 years old, and my agent called me one day and said, the Fox News Channel wants to hire you. I said, oh, what's that? And I go out to Los Angeles, meet the bureau chief there, and he says to me, we're going to go after CNN, and they're going to kill us, but we're going to go after them anyway.
Alicia Acuna, Fox News.
Something about the idea of this little guy going after this big guy spoke to me, and I was in. Think about it. A brand new cable channel going after CNN. It sounded absurd. That feeling that I got when he said, we're going to go after them, that has never left me. We have a history with each other, and that matters.
Hashtag Fox News 25.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In 1971, Margaret Thatcher, then a member of Parliament, addressed the ability of women to be successful in government. This was 8 years before she became Prime Minister.
Now, I've heard this argument frequently, that women are really rather more emotional than men. Really, women are intensely practical. Again, I don't mean that flippantly. We are an intensely practical sex. We often get on with the job. We don't always talk about it as much as men. We get on doing it. But women are very much more modest in running for parliament than men. Nothing like as many of them put up, as you know.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blanton.
Voters typically look for certain characteristics in their president, like competence, compassion, strong leadership. It's been nearly a year since the election, so we checked in to see how President Biden is doing on these traits. Spoiler alert, views split. And like on job approval, he's lost some ground. The president's best rating is on empathy. When asked on our Fox News survey if he cares about people like you, voters say yes by a 4-point margin. That's down from a 15-point margin last year. They think Biden is honest and trustworthy by a 2-point margin. That was 6 points. And by 1 point, they believe he has the mental soundness to serve. He was up by 4 points a year ago. His lowest marks are on being a strong leader. A majority now says no. He's in negative territory on this trait by 8 points. Last October, he was in positive territory by 4. I'm Dana Blanton, and that's your Poll Parade.
like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
And this administration guarantees that holiday packages will arrive on time.
We are not the Postal Service or UPS or FedEx. We cannot guarantee. What we can do is use every lever at the federal government disposal to reduce delays, to ensure that we are addressing bottlenecks in the system, including ports and the need for them to be open longer hours so that goods can arrive. And we can continue to press not only workers and unions, but also companies to take as many steps as they can to reduce these delays.
That was Jen Psaki trying to say, are we going to have a Christmas? We don't know. With me right now, well, I just think it's not all about presents, and we should learn that lesson this year as a country, is Brett Baer. He's the same Brett Baer that has this brand new book out, number one on Amazon to start the show. There's pressure on us to keep it on number one through my show. It's called To Rescue the Republic, Ulysses S. Grant, The Fragile Union, and The Crisis of 1876. And it is great. You gave me an advanced copy of the bendable ones, the uncorrected proof,
yes,
with the spelling errors and your writing in the margins. But it's great. I just love the era. I knew very little about it. No one talks about it. And I want to get into it, but I just want you to also respond to what you just heard,
yeah,
about Christmas supply chains, the president's point of action, and the tweet you just told me.
Well, you know, Ron Klain, the White House chief of staff, retweets a lot of things, and you can tell where his mind is and what he's trying to do by what he retweets. He's retweeting essentially that the problems that they're dealing with are directly from Trump, which is a common thing for this White House to say. But you know, the supply chain issue is huge. It's not going to get solved before Christmas, and whoever, you know, is holding the bag at the end as president is going to get blamed for it.
Right. Take responsibility. And the other thing is, the one thing that President Trump did is that he would bring the cameras in to these meetings. And I loved it. Whether it was something on guns, and he would bring the camera in there. If he wants his CEOs in there to talk about how to solve an issue, he would bring it in. I loved it. You see the real interaction.
Yeah. And something's happening.
I would love to have seen the cameras in there with this FedEx and UPS and all these different companies in there yesterday with him. But his method, okay, in California, in Los Angeles, they're now going to be open 24 hours a day. Okay.
Yeah.
That's one port in one part of the country.
Bill and Dana just had this guy on saying that literally will be a drop in the water. I mean, a drop in the ocean. You could have 48 hours in a day, and it's not going to get all of this solved in time. And so, again, it's going to build on itself. And in the same time, we're in the process of debating on Capitol Hill these trillions and trillions of dollars that, you know, people are saying, what is in here?
Well, what do you think, Brett? What does that do for that conversation? They're not having the conversation with us. They're having it with each other, meaning the American people.
Right.
So what do you think it does for that conversation? Because there is no economist that will get on the air and say it will be great for the country to spend more money we don't have at a rate we've never done.
No.
Right? So what does that do? Like when that room closes and people start talking candidly, what do they say?
I think that they're saying we've got to do this now. We've got to get it through.
Forget inflation.
Yes. Just pile through and get it through, because it's an ideological wish list of a number of things. You know, and I've spoken to all kinds of people, including Joe Manchin up on the Hill. You know, there's a lot of moving the shells around up there to try to make it look less now. So a program that they had funded for 10 years, they'll fund for 3 years, and it'll seriously come to a point where the next Congress has to say, okay, we're going to be the Congress that stops this. Well, that just never happens. And the Democrats know that. So once you start it, once the ball goes down the hill, it's going to keep rolling.
And, you know, when you have a 5-seat margin or a 7-seat, judging by who's retiring, who took a government job in the House, you know you're going to be in trouble in the midterm elections. But when you see the President of the United States not invited to a Virginia governor race, and the governor race has been Terry McAuliffe, who was a relatively popular governor when he was Virginia governor, running for his life within the margin of error against Youngkin, the Republican. You can't feel optimistic if you're a Democrat that you're going to hold the House or the Senate, although it comes down to individual races. I want you to hear what Van Jones said on CNN.
I think that right now, you know, the honeymoon's over. there was a moment where it was like, Trump's, you know, goodbye Trump, hello vaccines, we're so glad to see you, Joe Biden. That's kind of how this year started. The problem is that he put himself in a position where he made big, bold claims about the rest of the agenda. You think this great stuff that we did is good? It's nothing. Wait until this summer when you're going to get all this other stuff. And then he steps on a rake, and then he slips on a banana peel, and then he falls down the stairs with some marbles. And now people are looking at him in a negative light.
I guess falling down the stairs, Afghanistan. I guess tripping on marbles was the ridiculous promise of a vote on the $3.5 and the $1.2 trillion, and then the punt to October 31st, and the debt ceiling berating, Chuck Schumer berating Mitch McConnell for showing him, throwing him a life preserver in the debt ceiling.
I mean, add to that the booster promise, like the boosters
Where'd
are happening. It was out of the blue. It's just happening. And then the FDA walking that back. Add to that that the borders are closed and they're not. Add to that that crime is not a big problem across the country. And it is.
Huge.
I mean, so you put all of that in together, and that is really a potent mix for an administration to deal with.
I was trying to get your take on this. You see the polls, and I think the last time I saw it, 54% of the country was in favor of mandates when it came to vaccines. Okay? Good job. You think you're doing a popular thing. And then all of a sudden you say, okay, the airline industry, mandate. All right. Cops, New York City, mandate. It's coming. Now we know medical workers, mandate is coming. Do you know what's consistent? People did get vaccinated, but about 10 to 15% didn't. And they're told you're fired, you quit, you're out. Those industries have to function. How do you run a hospital with 10% of your force gone? How do you run an airline if the pilots aren't, if 10% of the pilots are not there and the workers are not there?
Or a police force that's in a city.
How about a military? When hundreds of thousands say, I quit, rather than get the shot, you might say, well, 56% support me, and most people did get a shot and went up 10%. But has anyone thought this through?
No. And we're struggling to get jobs filled anyway.
And you're firing people at jobs that we asked them to teach. We asked them to go to the hospitals. We said, please walk the streets in uniform and try to keep our streets safe. And now we said, you fired. And I think firefighters are going to be next. In some cities, they're already under fire.
It makes no sense. It really doesn't make sense.
It gets such much anger, too. People are angry. Whether they got a vaccine. Some people are angry. You didn't get a vaccine. Okay. I got one, by the way. But you didn't get a vaccine. You're selfish. Yeah. And then but people who didn't get a vaccine are angry that they're being looked at as the bad guys.
Right. I mean, listen, if you're not going to get the vaccine, you might have to, because of your company, you might have to take tests. Okay. That
should have been the option.
But it's not an option for some of those places. And they're getting fired. And the job's then open, and we can't fill it.
And we have 11 million, 10-point-something million open jobs, 7 million without a job. And now we're saying we had 2% of the people quit their job, 2-plus percent quit their job. And now we're firing them their job. And I'm just wondering, can anyone run this place? Has anyone thought this out?
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a great question. And you know, you add to that all of the unemployment stretch out from COVID-19 that really exacerbated, if you talk to most businesses, their inability to get people in the workplace.
I want to do the whole next segment on your book, but I want to also for people that have to run to work or something, talk about it now. What brought you to this period in America after one term of Andrew Johnson, two terms of Ulysses S. Grant, where you're like me, you're trying to find that sweet spot of something that's unplowed
exactly.
And important.
Yeah.
What brought you here?
Well, you know, the 3 Days books were like that, you know, the moments that were overlooked and that history didn't focus on. And, you know, it depends on who's writing your history, as that Hamilton song, you know, goes. And I think that Grant's presidency just was overlooked, and it was really consequential and significant, and big things happened. But it just gets painted with a broad brush, and Reconstruction is kind of dumped on him as a negative. In reality, he holds the country together like pretty much no other president had.
And I can't help. I always think about this because I'm for the last 2.5 years on the President Freedom Fighter, how much better off our country would have been. had Abraham Lincoln live to work with Grant, and then two terms of Grant afterwards, and then working with Frederick Douglass and these abolitionists, how much better our country would have been.
If Grant follows Lincoln and we don't have Johnson, it's a different country. It's a different country.
We don't need. I always said if Lincoln had survived the 1860s, we wouldn't have needed the 1960s.
That's exactly right.
So it's an important part. I want to talk more about that too when we come back. Also, the number one podcaster in the country is Joe Rogan, and he took on Sanjay Gupta.
It was amazing.
And I want to play some of that and get your take on ivermectin. And why does it take a podcaster, UFC commentator, stand-up comedian to make people take ivermectin seriously when they looked at when Ron Johnson actually had those committee hearings? They won't even put it on YouTube, which is unbelievable with a period we're living in. Brett, we don't have enough time. Why do we have commercials? Back in a moment.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market all-time highs every day. U.S. debt never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
Fox News celebrates 25 years.
My name is Douglas Kennedy, and I have been at Fox News Channel for 25 years. I think Fox News had a culture that said we're going to take chances that other networks were not willing to take.
He wants a government investigation into the antidepressant industry.
I had obtained internal documents from clinical trials of a drug that was supposed to prevent depression, but was in fact causing suicide.
I had no doubt that the medication did this.
What was amazing at that point was that most of cable news was getting most of their advertising from the pharmaceutical industry, and we were exposing the pharmaceutical industry. This was an incredible act of courage that no other network would have taken, and all the lives that were saved because of that story would not have been saved.
Hashtag Fox News 25. Fox News celebrates 25 years.
My name is Judge Jeanine Pirro, and I've been with Fox News since 2006. 25 years ago, I was invited to one of the first parties that Fox News had. And I was a sitting DA at the time, and, you know, here was this fledgling news channel, and, you know, was competing with the big guys. And yet there was something about it that was different.
Television, it's a very verbal
cable media.
And we always knew that it would succeed, but it has succeeded beyond our imagination. You can't force people to watch a news channel. They do it because they feel that there's something in it for them.
Coming up on Justice.
All the time, as I crisscross this country, people will say, you know, as soon as it's 9 o'clock, no one can speak in our house. I'm floored when I hear people say that. Never, ever did I think that people would notice me. I mean, I'm just Janine.
The more you listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
By the way, I'm glad you're better.
Thank you.
It only lasted a day.
You're probably the only one at CNN that's glad.
No.
The rest of them are all lying about me taking Horks medication. We should talk about that.
That bothered you.
It should bother you, too. They're lying at your network about people taking human drugs versus drugs for veterinary.
Calling it a horse dewormer is not a flattering thing. I get that.
It's a lie. It's a lie on a news network, it's a lie that's a willing... That's a lie that they're conscious of. It's not a mistake.
Yeah.
They're unfavorably framing it as veterinary medicine.
And that was Sanjay Gupta on with Joe Rogan, and he was relentless after him, but fair. Gave him a chance to answer. Say, you know, ivermectin is given to horses, but not in the same dosage. There's a lot of, if you have a dog or a cat or an animal, if you go to the vet, you'll recognize a lot of the medicine. If the dosage is different, obviously, and for people just to say, don't take a horse medication, when ivermectin is given as the number one therapeutic in Japan and place, and India, by the way, and we were using it until Senator Ron Johnson brought it up. Brett Baer, our guest. Brett Baer is here. I want you to comment on that, Brett. You're a chief political anchor at Fox News, special report tonight at 6. And your book, To Rescue the Republic, Ulysses S. Grant, The Fragile Union, and the Crisis of 1876 is number one, and it just came out this week. So your reaction to this exchange?
Well, first of all, good for Joe Rogan, number one. Number two, he was prescribed that by a doctor. You know, it's not like he was just getting it on the side and decided to take it. He was prescribed it.
Yeah.
And what do we tell people? Listen to your doctor. Have a conversation about your health. So it was a moment, I think, for Sanjay Gupta to – and the fact that he went on that show not knowing that he could get that question. I mean, he really seemed unprepared for it. He said, what did CNN say? I mean, he's on CNN, and they ask him about this stuff.
Right.
So I do think it's a legitimate thing. And it happens – it's just happening more and more. Like, suddenly something becomes, we can't talk about it, and it gets scrubbed.
Never seen it.
I mean, think about the Hunter Biden story. Think about the early days of the Wuhan lab. You know, we did that story, April 2020. For months after that, it was called conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
And now people are coming around to it. New Yorker, New York Magazine, Washington Post, New York Times. Like, this actually could be it.
And then it's an in-your-face selling his paintings. The Obama ethics czar or whatever he is came out and goes, it is a problem him selling his paintings. And basically, we don't know who's buying them. Why would you buy a guy who just learned to paint the other day who, if you didn't think his name was going to be possibly get you influence with the president? Ethically, it's a joke. And here's the thing. This must drove you crazy because you know that laptop that was legitimate journalism.
Totally.
It
was us and New York Post. Maybe a couple others, but nobody else touched it. No one.
Who was on the list that you remember of the security executives from John Brennan on down that said this is Russian disinformation?
Yeah.
Hayden was one of them.
Yes.
I mean, the CIA guys. These guys, like the who's who of national security, said this is Russian disinformation.
To the point where they put that out the day before the debate, and Joe Biden uses it in the debate to say a bunch of intelligence officials say that's Russian disinformation. Well, he did point to the letter. There was a letter, but unfortunately, it was not true.
Right, and Trump did a terrible job bringing it up ham-handedly. He wasn't able to capitalize. And there was no foreign policy on the debate, which is bizarre for a former chairman of Foreign Relations Committee. I want to talk more about your book because it matters so much today. We're still talking about race today.
Yeah.
Right? We're still Black Lives Matters and everything. Did you have trouble? I had trouble even researching how African Americans were treated during those times during Reconstruction. Yeah. I had a few times. I just said, take a break.
Yeah, it was.
Because you can't believe your country would do this.
Like, how is that possible that we as a country did that?
Hanged people for going to vote.
It was amazing. And some of the militias and the KKK, I mean, it was slaughter in the South at some points. And some major, major events to the point where Grant sends in federal troops to try to get a hold of things. I don't think people realize the extent to which this president bent over backwards to try to get blacks a normal life in America, and how he risked everything, his presidency, to do it, to follow up on the vision of Lincoln and to acknowledge that this is a really big stain on our country.
Right, and it's so important. This is not critical race theory. This is our legitimate history, is what you're doing. You're telling people, I'm not telling you how to live, I'm telling you what happened.
This is actual fact.
So, and this is going to help, like, your book will help America understand our whole history.
So this book,
we had great people around us, too.
This book ends, and it's after George Floyd, and the protests are happening, and the statue of Grant is pulled down in the San Francisco park, and I'm watching it, and I'm watching it live. And the reporter on scene, pulls over the people and says, why are you doing this? Why are you pulling this down? And they say, well, he's part of the Civil War and he had a slave, and it's just, we got to get rid of this stuff. Now, it just made me so mad, because here is a president who did exactly opposite. And they didn't know. Right. He had a slave that was given to him by his father-in-law, who Grant then freed.
Goes to court.
He then freed. And he spent the rest of his life fighting slavery, fighting for blacks.
So real quick, Rutherford B. Hayes ends up being president. But the Democrat, Samuel Tilden, they were in a dead heat. He had to go broker a deal. It wasn't a matter of revoting.
No, he had to, behind the scenes in Capitol Hill, kind of get people together and say, here's what we have to do. And if he doesn't do that, it literally could have tipped back to a civil war. It was that on the cusp. And he does this deal, and you know, people point to it and say, well, by doing that and ending Reconstruction like that, it created the civil rights strife that we had years later. That's fair, but there were many other presidents after Grant that could have done something different, and Reconstruction had run its course. Federal troops were not going to stay in the South.
Wasn't an easy decision. You had to sacrifice something a lot of times. And what I think in the end, he tried to run again and he got sick. He wanted to come back and be president again. That would have helped, too.
It would have.
Right. And how he died was so horrendous, but had to get his memoirs done.
Got him done.
His family had a legacy to be able to cash in to have something, because he had made some bad investments.
Made the deadline right before he died.
Hey, go pick up this book. It's an important part of American history. Brett, you did a great thing. And also check out his show, To Rescue the Republic. It's on Fox Nation. Brett, see you tonight at 6.
Bet.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Due to the volatility in the geopolitical landscape and impacts of COVID variants, it's virtually impossible to guess what the market will do next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Want to see the next big stock market moves in advance? Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our AI analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, Forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to protect your capital and maximize gains. Text the word money to 813-813 and time your entries and exits to perfection. Don't wait. Text money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1972.
John Dean.
I guess I'd have to say that it was probably the opening act of one of America's great tragedies.
I always had a hard time dealing with mother and the little girl that I was to him. To show any kind of vulnerability and security to me was not macho. It was not something that he felt I should see. So our communication was horrible.
We mourn our Israel friends, victims of this brutal assault. The Olympic flag and the flags of all the world fly at half-mast. The greater and the more important The Olympic Games become, the more they are open to commercial, political, and now criminal pressure.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.